CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
And Nick, for the first time, oil topped $103 a barrel in overnight trading. Oil analyst Peter Butel isn't surprised.
As the Fed lowers interest rates, it tends to push not just oil, but gold and wheat and any number of commodity prices higher.
Investors have turned to those commodities as a safe haven. Analyst Phil Flynn says a long period of stagnation will only push oil higher.
We really need to see some strong signs in the economy, to back this market off right now.
Reporting live, Steve Kathan and CBS News.
I'm Dan Revive. We'll all feel it driving those cars. Some experts say the average price of gasoline, now $3.15 a gallon, may rise to $4 by this summer's travel season. Airlines and trucking companies will find their fuel costs are soaring. Almost everything we buy could be more expensive because of transport costs. Dan Revive, CBS News, New York.
The high price of gas came up at yesterday's White House news conference when CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer asked President Bush what he would recommend Americans do to cope with what could be coming down the road.
A number of analysts are predicting $4 a gallon gasoline this spring when they reformulate.
That's interesting. I hadn't heard that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I know it's high now.
Well, Peter Mayer joins us live. Peter, what has the White House been telling you to explain the president's response?
Nick, after the president sounded surprised by talk of $4 a gallon gas, his spokeswoman called it a prediction by some people. Press Secretary Dana Perino describes the president as fully aware of and concerned about fuel costs that he views as too high. Perino telling CBS News, Bush advisors don't necessarily agree with the $4 a gallon forecast, but gas is already going for more than that at scattered stations in California, Nick.
Now, this was not what the manager expected when he found a package at the Extended Stay America Hotel in Las Vegas. Preliminary tests indicate it contained the deadly poison ricin. Las Vegas Police Captain Joseph Lombardo.
Ricin has no medical uses other than cancer research. An individual citizen would not have any proper means of having that.
Lombardo says at this point authorities don't believe there's a terrorist connection. Seven people were taken to hospitals for observation. While the candidates crisscross Ohio and Texas ahead of Tuesday's critical primaries, the money keeps rolling in. The Hillary Clinton camp is pulled $35 million in contributions this month. That's more than double what had been their best monthly total. Campaign Chairman Terry McAuliffe says it shows how committed her supporters are.
There are $35 million worth of people who have skipped dinners, who have not taken medication, so that they could be part of this campaign.
While the campaign of rival Barack Obama hasn't announced its February total, the Chicago Tribune quotes a campaign source who says it could hit $50 million. Can a shortage of veterinarians be threatening the nation's food supply? CBS News correspondent Dave Barrett with the details.
Many docs who could stay on the farm and look after those animals are moving to the city and have a practice that focuses on pets. In about 500 counties nationwide, there are large numbers of farm animals with no vets to check on their health. USA Today says the shortage is bad in the Midwest, and now the government's offering to pay moving expenses and even offer bonuses to get more vets to the heartland.
Vitamins, can they really help in the fight against cancer? Not necessarily, says new research. Dr. Christopher Slattery at the University of Washington says his study has found that vitamin supplements may not protect against lung cancer, and vitamin E might even slightly increase the cancer risk.
I think there's a general sense that that vitamins can't hurt you, but this would suggest that they very well may hurt you.
The study focused on vitamin C and E as well as folate. Time on the roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The mother of that baby found dead outside Denver's Presbyterian St. Luke's Hospital has now been in touch with police.
Her identity will not be released at this time. She has not been arrested.
Detective Sharon Hahn says the baby's body was found in a basket outside the hospital Tuesday. No word on what charges, if any, will be filed. A woman who gave birth in a bathroom stall at a Denver bar and then stuffed her baby boy into a plastic bag and dumped him in the trash has gotten the max, 40 years behind bars. Aaron Pendleton pleading guilty to child abuse resulting in death from that incident 4 years ago. And the University of Colorado student newspaper has placed its opinion section on hiatus after a staffer wrote a satire saying Asians hate us all. The column by Max Carson triggered protests, prompted university and campus press officials to apologize. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
where it's an easy drive as you're getting out and about. No crashes to get in your way. CDOT's picked up their overnight construction gear as well, so there's not going to be any slowdowns as related to those work zones. If you're heading up to the mountains, taking the day off, I-70's in excellent.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets. Your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-433-5915.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-433-5915. 1-800-433-5915. That's 1-800-433-5915.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-335-1958. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them, because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-881-8696. For your free tape, call 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
When you talk about Europe, when you talk about other countries, we always have the best ideas. And nobody else does. Good God, how do those people live over there with all of their crazy ideas? Like shutting down the workplace for a month in July. How do they survive? Socialized medicine. That can't possibly be a good thing. Small expenditures on the military-industrial complex. Wrong move. Not as many people incarcerated in jail as in the United States. Anybody see that article this morning? Record high ratio of Americans in prison. Yet, if you even suggest to anybody in any way, shape, or form, that the European model of something, well, the French or the English or the Swiss or the Belgium or the Netherlands or whatever, they've got to be 100% wrong and we're 100% right. And we're better than they are. Now, is that a human thing? Or are people able to look at their own and concede that there are flaws? I've often wondered about that. And one of the things that really nauseated me was during the beginning of the Iraq War, when France wouldn't go along with us. And suddenly it was like, oh, we hate the French. And as Donald Rumsfeld said, oh, that's the old Europe. And we had, don't call them French fries, call them freedom fries. Why did we go through all that? How come a presidential candidate doesn't say, look, when it comes to health care, when it comes to whatever, you just name the program. When it comes to that, here's what we're going to do. We're going to sit down and we're going to look and see what other Western industrialized countries do. And we're going to discard the things that we don't think work, and we'll give them credit and we'll borrow from them. But I judge this country, I mean, I love this country, but I judge this country as having an incredibly arrogant attitude towards other countries. And I've heard people say, oh, American tourists. I just wonder about that. Why we're that way? Why silly things matter to us? He's not wearing a flag lapel. He didn't put his hand over his heart. Why do we care? Why don't we just have a contest to see who can draw up the biggest signs and have the most demonstration of how patriotic they are? Why don't we do that? 6:13, 13 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, it's open phones on this Friday, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about coming up at 7 o'clock, the world's smartest man, David Sirota, will talk about his column in the Denver Post called The New Permanent Campaign. Also at 7:45, we'll have Representative Ed Perlmutter from Colorado's 7th Congressional District. He's going to be talking about several upcoming events he's involved in, which include tax assistance workshops that he's holding on Saturday at Convention Community Forum. Also, his Monday event, which I guess that's going on Monday, the tax thing, and his Pins for Perlmutter event later in March, which John and I are debating about being a part of this. Yeah. If we can force ourselves to stay up.
I bowled a 236 once, Jay.
You know what? I can't even get the damn ball down the lane.
Really? Well, we can get you the gutter things. The things that come up so they don't go in the gutter.
I got to have a gutter situation here.
Like little kids do?
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm bad.
I love bowling. I've been talking to one of our listeners, Brian Hartman, about trying to get in a bowling league. I think it'd be so much fun being in a league every Wednesday night, hump day, middle of the week, get out on a Wednesday night and bowl.
If I didn't suck so bad, I'd form a bowling league. Or at least I'd form a bowling team made up of AM 760 listeners.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, it would be. Because we have good listeners, and they're fun to hang out with. And then we've got Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, and that's at 8 o'clock. Until that time, open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything that you want to talk about is okay with us. And we don't care. Because we'll get into all of it. So whatever's bugging you this morning, maybe there's something in the last couple of days you heard us talk about and you didn't get a chance to say anything about it. Or Maybe you want to introduce something new or something's bothering you. I got two emails from people who said, why is it the whole radio station, and I keep getting these, why is the whole radio station unfair to Hillary Clinton? And I can't answer for the other shows. Now, I kind of sense Mario is a Hillary supporter. But I can't answer for Randy Rhodes. I can't answer for Ed Schultz. I don't know about Hartman at night, and I don't know about Alan Combs. I don't know where any of those folks sit on this. And what worries me is that I keep getting these emails about, well, if Hillary gets the nomination, I'm voting for John McCain. What sense does that make? What sense does that make? I mean, who cares? If she gets the nomination, I'm going to vote for her. You should too. And she said something yesterday that I thought was really good, where she talked about the point is winning in November and a united Democratic Party. And I thought that was great. And so maybe we are unfair to her. Maybe we don't give her her due. Even though I support Barack Obama, maybe I don't give her her due. So if you want to call me on that, you can. Because maybe I don't. But I don't know about the rest of the radio station. Because I can't listen to the radio station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I got other stuff going on. But if you judge this radio station to be partial to Barack Obama, then let me know. Or if you want to take a day off and you don't want to discuss politics, there's a lot of other things we can get into. For instance, there's a poll out that indicates a shift in America's religious orientation. And the more and more Americans are out there searching for the answers about God, which I find to be fascinating. I said this to a Muslim friend of mine. I have tried and tried and tried to find God, and I can't find God. And I ask him, how can you find God? What makes you different than me? I don't know. I don't think I have the answer to that. 303-713-7600, 618, 18 minutes after 6. John with the first look at traffic.
High speeds and accident-free in the city right now, Jade. Nothing to really get in your way. Some kind of traffic light malfunction going on at DTC Boulevard in Bellevue. But other than that, the perfect start for a Friday commute. If you're heading to the high country today, I-70 looking in great shape. Dry roads all the way from Georgetown basically through Vail. Today's forecast off.
Marty Sheets, owner of Denver-based Heritage Security, on why she picked the CU Executive MBA program.
I wanted to take my business to the next level, and the CU Executive MBA program gave me the foundation to do that. We're now providing security for major corporations and school systems. The investment I made getting my CU Executive MBA degree has been paid for many times.
Go to colorado.edu/executive MBA or call 303-623-1888. That's 623-1888.
AutoZone. When you get 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $11.99, supersize that deal and get $2 off an air filter. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. When it comes to helping you save a buck and extending the life of your engine, count on AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Hey, it's Jay Marvin, and we've got a great guest with us today, known as probably the toughest Charlie's Angel, a sultry James Bond girl in A View to a Kill, and most recently, the adorable, quirky Midge on that 70s show. It's Tanya Roberts. Tanya, what's going on?
Well, you know, I'm developing a cooking show for cable, but what I'm really psyched about is I'm one of the lead designers for Consolidated Resorts, and we've just completed an unbelievable resort in Orlando.
Well, that's definitely a great vacation destination. Tell us more about this resort you're working with.
What we're trying to achieve is that plush, luxurious Four Seasons vibe and take it even a step further, creating a really intimate boutique resort. And the Regal Palms Resort in Orlando is situated so great, it's right in the middle of all the action and attractions.
Okay, Tanya, now I understand that you got an amazing offer for my listeners. Go ahead and tell us what it's about.
You got that right. When the guys at Consolidated heard I was doing an interview with you today, they allowed me to give away complimentary three-day, two-night mini vacations, and your listeners don't have to pay one dime for it. Oh, I almost forgot. Call right now, and I'll even throw in a pair of tickets to one of Orlando's hottest attractions.
What do my listeners have to do to get one of these Orlando getaways?
All they got to do is grab a pen or a pencil and take down this toll-free number, 888-33-GO-FUND. That's 888-33-GO-FUND. And we'll give the callers 3 days, two nights, hotel accommodations in Orlando.
Tanya, I want to make sure my listeners get that number. So go ahead and give it out again.
Call 888-33-GO-FUND. That's 888-33-GO-FUND.
Tanya, thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today. This offer is absolutely incredible.
Hey, thanks so much for having me on your show, and it was great to talk to you, and maybe we'll catch you down in Orlando.
This promotion sponsored by Villas at Regal Palms.
Thank you so much for all the great positive reactions that we had yesterday to having Don Letts on and talking about the Clash, and we're going to try to do more of that in the future. 6:21, 21 minutes after 6. Good morning. Good to have you here. High today, 59, and sunny skies. It's going to be a really nice day. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine, and I got plenty of open lines. Where is everybody this morning? All right, let's go to Kelly in Denver. Kelly, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I've got a comment or just maybe a suggestion. With everybody talking about the Democratic ticket, what about a Hillary Obama ticket or an Obama-Hillary ticket? You know, president, vice president, she does have experience, and if he can motivate the country, then why not take advantage of that?
I have no problem with that. I'd love to see that happen.
How do you think I plant that seed?
Well, I think that seed's been planted, and I think it was yesterday when kind of broached about that question from either somebody in the audience or a reporter, Hillary Clinton didn't write off the idea.
I like it. Well, I'm going to cross my fingers.
Well, I hope, you know what, I'd like to see it happen too, because I think they'd be unbeatable.
I do too. Well, that's it, Jay. Thanks for your time. Great show. Talk to you later.
Well, I hope you have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Okay.
Bye.
Let's go to Jim in Lyons. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Jim.
Long time.
Yeah, where you been?
First comment about the arrogance of us, this country, for some reason. I really have been bothered by it for a long, long time. That somehow we think we are better than everybody else because it doesn't stink and we never have anything smelly around us at all. But a couple debates ago, maybe three debates ago, when the question first came up about the foreign policy and meeting with other leaders, and Barack Obama said, I'm willing to meet with Ahmadinejad and Syria, and you know, and he listed off all these people, and Hillary just jumped all over him, saying, "You just can't. The president just can't go and meet with all these people without any preconditions. I've got to have all my preconditions." And she went on, and then in the last debate, she came back again with this. It's such an honor to meet with the President of the United States that you can't just indiscriminately go out there and meet with people. And it really drove home to me this arrogance that she would have in her foreign policy that reminds me so much of Bush's foreign policy and his arrogance that it just drives me nuts.
Well,
and Barack is much more, I think, level-headed towards it. Yes, you know, I'll meet with these people. There's no fear in talking.
Yeah, I don't think there is either. And what I'd like to see is, I'd like to see the President of the United States sit down with Ahmadinejad, sit down with Raul Castro, sit down with these folks, and just say to them, look, here's the deal.
This is what we want.
Yeah, here's the deal. We want the following things out of you.
Yep.
And if you're not willing to do it, we're happy to talk about going halfway, but you're not going to sit there and push us around, because the fact of the matter is, we could crush you.
Right.
And I'm not trying to scare you. I'm just trying to give you the reality of the situation that you don't want to pick a fight with us.
Right. And that is much more powerful coming from an unpreconditioned meeting with the President of the United States than it is coming with a third-level diplomat that's trying to arrange if they're going to have oval-shaped coffee cups or round coffee cups at the table. You know, or what kind of dessert they're going to serve. It is just, you know, and for it's the freshness of Barack Obama's approach is something that I think is sorely needed, you know, in this country, in a president especially. And so there was that point. Now I'm going to switch, go a little bit further with the last caller. The worst thing in the world that I think Barack Obama could do would try to have Hillary Clinton as his vice president.
Why?
Because she wants to be president too much. And with Bill Clinton and all his friends and all of her friends, I think that he would just be overwhelmed, constantly saying, no, I'm president. You can't do that. You're not speaking for the country as the president. That's my job.
I don't think that would happen. You know what I think?
I hope it wouldn't happen.
Well, there's two ways to look at her. One, she cares only about herself, and she cares only about her goals. Or two, she cares about her country, and she cares about her party. I believe she cares about her country, and she cares about her party, and therefore, I think she'll do the right thing at the right time, and if he were to turn around and he were to offer her that position, she's smart, she knows what goes, she knows she's not dumb, and I think that she'd take it, because she knows it would be good for the country. She knows that it would be good for this country, and I think that even though we have a tendency, a lot of us, not to really like her at times, I think that's her number one motivation, is to try to make the country better.
Well, I really hope you're right. I'm afraid that you're wrong.
I'd stake my life on it.
Well, I'm afraid that she is much more of the consummate politician. I don't remember if you made the comment or if the other person made the comment about Hillary's answer about being vice president. And I'm sorry, but you go back and listen to the tapes, and she accepted the possibility of Barack being her vice president, but never even offered the possibility of her being the vice president.
Well, at this point, why should she?
Well, no, but Barack did and said Hillary would be on anybody's short list.
Well, yeah, but he didn't say it would be on his short list, and he said it depends on who'd be in what position. But at this point of the game, I wouldn't strike a deal like that either.
But his answers towards the VP position, you know, hers or his, were much more honest and closer, you know, and came closer to saying, much closer, he said that she could be his vice president.
No, he never said that. No,
he said she would be on his short list.
On his short list, but that's not the same thing as saying that, she would be his vice presidential nominee. That's not the same thing because it is too early to even talk about that.
That's true. It's too early, and they've both said that, and I agree with them that it's too early to talk about that.
So, you know what? We got to see how it plays out next week.
But the other thing is that Hillary never even acknowledged that Barack would be on her short list.
Well, because her position is, at this particular point, she has to concentrate on winning Texas and Ohio. She can't sit there and have these discussions, and if I were her, I wouldn't be having these discussions either.
Well, I have to agree with that. I will agree with that. I wouldn't be having these discussions either, but since everybody else is having these discussions, you might as well throw your 2 cents in, I'll throw my 2 cents in, and we'll come out with a nickel.
Hey, you're right. I mean, that's one of the things about, like, debating a horse race or an auto race or anything else, right?
Yeah.
I agree. I mean, I'm with you, man.
It's just, I just think that Hillary Clinton is going to be one of the most surprised people Tuesday evening that's been around.
Well, I don't know. It's going to be awful close. Jim, thanks, man.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Here's Jerry in Brighton. Jerry, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jerry.
Hi.
I get real tired of these so-called progressive people using a right-wing hate machine to attack Hillary Clinton with. Oh, she triangulates. No, she's a separatist, just like Salazar. They do things that drive people nuts on both sides of the ledger because they run down the center. They go to the left. They go to the right. They drive you nuts, but that's what they do. Barack Obama is black and will never get elected in this country. I'm the guy that told you my family celebrated when MLK died. I was assassinated.
Well, so you base your decision on your family?
Not only my family, but neighbors and other people I know that will not vote for Barack Obama.
How do you explain?
Because he is black.
All right, but how do you explain that in the caucuses and then in the primary? How do you explain that this guy is attracting white voters?
Caucus is not a fair election. Look what they're going to do down
in
Texas.
What about primaries?
The Republicans are going to hop over in the Texas primary and vote for Barack because they know they can beat him.
Oh, okay. So in other words, you've got information about an internal conspiracy on the part of the GOP that we don't have.
It was in the friggin' newspaper today.
Where in the newspaper?
It was either in the New York Times or the Washington Post. I forget which.
Well, I looked at both. I looked at both and didn't see it, but I'll go back and look at it again.
Yeah, it was one. I think it was one of those papers, and maybe it was USA Today. It was one of the papers I made the round at looking this morning. They talked about Texas Republicans, GOP, going to switch over to vote for Barack. Approximately 10%, they think.
Well, I hope so.
See, now, he's attracting young voters. That's true. But young voters probably will not come out and vote.
Oh, I think you're I think you're sadly wrong about that.
I wish I was, Jerry, but
no,
I guarantee I'm not because it's
happening. How much do you want to guarantee?
They're excited about Kerry, but they didn't come out and vote.
They were not excited about Kerry, not to this point. Kerry never could speak any place and draw 20 to 25,000 people at a whack.
You know, I wish I was wrong, Gary, but what are you going to do when November comes around and he loses? Then what are you going to all say?
Well, what I'm going to say is that number one, I refuse to go into it with a defeatist attitude. If he's the nominee or Hillary's the nominee, that's number one. Number two, I don't think that you're giving me this information, and I'll go look it up when I get a chance, but the exit polls that I saw and the people that I saw that voted. So let's say you're right that 10 to 20% of the GOP crosses over and votes for Barack Obama. Let's say you're right about that, okay?
Let's make it real simple so everybody can understand this. One, GOP is not going to vote for Barack Obama. That's just that simple. Secondly, if you have 20 to 30% of Democrats because they're still racist, aren't going to vote for him because he's black, he doesn't have a prayer's chance in Hades of getting anywhere. I wish I was wrong. but I'm just afeard I'm not. This country is not ready for a man to be president.
I don't think it's ready for a woman either. What do you base that on? You base that on an article about one state?
No, I base it on what I talk to people in the general.
How many people? This is what amuses me.
It's just a small group.
Hey, calm down a second. Because you're obviously angry.
Well, I'm angry. The thing I'm really angry about is these nutcases calling up and attacking Hillary. Oh, she triangulates. Oh, she sent that picture to Drudge. Drudge. I'm going to believe Drudge. Now, why in God's name would anybody that's a left wing go out there and say Drudge, believe anything Drudge, especially when he got caught lying about the letter that said Obama was a Muslim.
All right. But you know what? Let me ask you this. Do you think that Hillary Clinton was telling the truth about NAFTA, or was she lying?
From what I've read, she was pretty much telling the truth.
Okay, then you know what?
She disagreed.
You know what?
NAFTA.
No, but she didn't. But she didn't make. But she didn't. Well, see, I can't win this argument.
She also says that it needs major changes.
All right. Okay.
What's wrong with that?
You go around and read quotes she made during her Senate campaign, and she supported it, and she didn't tell the truth about it,
she got nailed.
But you know what? I don't care. You just said that a woman is not going to make it either.
A woman is either.
All right.
I'm sorry, but I don't.
All right. So who would be your choice, Jerry?
Actually, Bill Richardson was my choice, and I think he was the only one that really had a halfway decent chance of making it. Edwards couldn't even do an argument or a debate against Cheney.
All right, but Bill Richardson didn't make it.
No, I know that. And that's
so now what?
Right now, I think we pretty much handed it over to the GOP because ideologically.
But I'm not asking you about the GOP. I'm asking you about what you intend to do.
I'll vote for Bob. I'll tell you what, I talked this for him because I'm sick of the lies about the Clintons.
What you see as being lies, a lot of us don't see as being lies.
Well, what about his saying, too, that he hasn't taken any money from corporate people or lobbyists or different things like that? You can spend it and call them whatever you want to, but these people that... give him money from nuclear industries and other industries like that, they may not be called lobbyists, but that's what they are.
There's no law against an individual giving somebody money.
Good grief, I think they should. I agree with that. And don't say you don't take money from these groups.
You don't take money from them in an organized manner, but each person is capable of giving money to whoever they choose. That's like saying I've given money to Mark Udall, I've given money to Barack Obama, I've given money to Ed Perlmutter. Does that mean that those guys take contributions from talk show hosts?
No, but when you take money from the corporations,
it is illegal for a corporation as an entity to give campaign money. But individuals
can spend it any way you want, but you don't get money from these people.
All right. Believe what you want. You're far too angry for me to deal with this morning. But have a good day, okay?
Well, so, Jeff, you too.
All right. Whew. Man. 6:38, 38 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John Turk in traffic.
Dealing with our first accidents of the morning, Jay. One westbound I-76 near 144th. It is a rollover crash off the highways, but you will see emergency crews on the scene there. Another accident reported southbound Santa Fe at Florida. The right lane is blocked as you're heading down Santa Fe, so be cautious through there. Elsewhere, in great shape Friday mornings, always just a little bit lighter. Are seeing some congestion as you travel between Aurora and the DTC on southbound 225. This begins at Yosemite. Eastbound I-70 also a little sluggish from I-25 to Brighton Boulevard, as is southbound I-25 up in North Glen and Thornton. Today's forecast, mostly sunny with some clouds developing this afternoon. High should be in the lower 60s. Tomorrow even warmer and we could reach 70 degrees. On Sunday, much cooler with partly cloudy skies. There's a chance for a few flurries. Look for highs near 40. Currently it's 31 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Live a better life with diabetes. Visit the Free Diabetes Expo March 1st at the Colorado Convention Center. For more information...
It's time for a little breathing room. Ladies and gentlemen, stop your engines. It's a strange thing for an auto insurance company to say, but every year the average commuter creates a 3.4-ton cloud of carbon dioxide. There are some easy choices you can make to reduce your own emissions. Find out how with the Esurance Live Impact Calculator. You can measure your CO2 output and discover simple ways to reduce it. So we hear this, rather than this. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS Movement for a Climate in Crisis. Take a look at the Esurance Live Impact Calculator. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
Yeah, MSN money in the house. Yeah. Yo, I'm a thousandaire, did you get that vibe? I straight up roll with the thousandaire tribe. Got chips in the game, I'm no cub. Got a couple thou invested with my investment club. I buy real low, I sell real high. That's what MSN experts are telling me to try. Got solid advice on my 401. Also play like a player on the market all day. On MSN, I grow my numbers. Got a sweet refi, yeah, feel my thunder. I can't explain, especially when I know I'm paying capital gains. I'm a thousandaire, yeah, did you get that vibe? I'm doubling what I'll be making 9 to 5. I check my stocks on MSN Money. Follow financial trends like a bear follows honey.
Today's trends sounded like a foreign language.
Blogging.
So what about tomorrow?
Microloans. Carbon credits.
In a world changing at warp speed, will you be ready for a career that hasn't even been invented yet?
Business ethics analyst. Notionologist. Global data miner.
Well, now the future has a compass. The Daniels Compass. The bold new curriculum of a University of Denver Daniels College of Business graduate degree that gives you the mobile skills to chart your course for the future. Any future.
Eco-cities. Nanobiotechnology.
Ranked among the best by both Businessweek and the Wall Street Journal, Daniels is your key to a better career, a better life.
Season opera tickets. Skiing on a Tuesday.
Call Shannon Banks at 303-871-3200 to get started in March or September.
Reinventing yourself. Smelling the roses.
Daniels College of Business. It's future-proof. Call 303-871-3200.
Good morning, 642, 42 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 59. Jay Martin along with you. All right. This is from the Houston Chronicle, February 25th, 2008. In Democratic primary, expected GOP turnout at John's Barber and the Styling Shop in the historic downtown of this conservative community southeast of Austin. Politics is clearly in the air these days. What has particularly struck stylist Pete Campos is how many of his Republican customers are talking about voting for Barack Obama in the March 4th Democratic presidential primary, motivated more, he surmises, by a strong dislike of Hillary Clinton than a strong attachment to Obama. I think Hillary scares some people, said Campos, an independent who is leaning towards voting for the Illinois senator. According to polling, as well as anecdotal evidence, a usually large number of Republicans and independents may cast their votes in the Democratic contest next week, a prospect that could tip the outcome of what polls show as a tight race. Such defections could also affect many local and state legislative primaries. All right, that's in the Houston Chronicle. Now, MSNBC, and this is February the 28th, one of Senator Barack Obama's surest applause line comes about halfway into his standard stump speech, and it goes like this. They whisper to me, they say, Barack, I'm a Republican and I support you, and I say, thank you, why are you whispering? In the latest polling data, if you believe it, those Republicans aren't whispering in Texas, where 195 to 228 delegates the state will send to the Democratic National Convention will be chosen in a primary and a caucus on Tuesday. As many as a tenth of Texans voting in the Democratic contest could be Republicans, and overwhelmingly they favor Obama, a first-term senator from Illinois, the poll shows. I ran for Republican precinct chair. I went to the Republican state convention, said one of them, Donald Raw of Austin, who has already voted in early balloting. In this election, I voted for Barack Obama. In a poll released this week by Survey USA of Verona, New Jersey, indicated that registered Republicans could make up 9% of the Democratic primary voters next week. Michael Belice, head of Belice and Associates, a Texas polling firm, said that was in line with what his company was finding. A bloc that large could make a significant difference from Obama, who holds a large lead over Senator Hillary Clinton. But what these articles are indicating is they're indicating that these folks support Barack Obama because they like him, not because they're going to set him up to run because they believe that this country won't vote for him because he's a black man. Now, I just cited you two different sources, the Houston Chronicle and MSNBC. So, take them for what they are. It's open phones, 303-713-7600. Let's go to Larry in the Conifer. Larry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, hello.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Well, good. Hey, I got to kind of sort of confirm what you said and even your caller, Gary, there about have a couple friends who are going to be the poll watchers in Austin, Texas, coming up real soon. And I spent 3 hours the other night on the phone with them, and they're Hillary supporters personally, and they're scratching their heads. They're saying, why? They have 1,000 million Republican acquaintances down there who are making it a point to cross over in those primaries and vote for Barack Obama. And we spent hours on the phone the other night just trying to figure out, you know, they just don't understand why people don't like Hillary that much. You know, I mean, we had all these scenarios figured out, or we thought about where, you know, maybe they're doing it just so Hillary gets nowhere. Maybe they really do like Barack. We didn't really have any firm answers. So it's very interesting.
Well, according to the two articles that I just read you, and according to the polling in there, they're doing it because they're drawn to him.
Well, there's that, and that's the best of all, you know, possible scenarios, I think. That's fabulous.
I mean, I don't understand, and he can call back, and I should have asked him. But I don't understand why Jerry and Brighton was so damn angry. I mean, look, we've had crossover vote before.
Uh-huh.
Let me remind everybody. What about Ronald Reagan?
Uh-huh.
Reagan drew lots of Democrats.
Yep.
So what? We're saying now that it can't happen again in 2008?
Well, it's gonna. It's great. Good for Obama. Could be a huge, huge surprise for everybody.
I mean, do people really believe that this country is not ready for a black man to be president, or that this country is not ready for a woman to be president? I don't buy that.
I know. I agree. We're ready. I'm ready. It's Friday. I'm ready.
You know, I think people are ready because people are sick and tired of the same old, and they want another way to go.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And that's why the Republicans are attacking Barack Obama so fiercely, because they're scared of him.
Oh, yeah. He'll put the fear of God in that party, for sure.
Now, do you think the radio station is unfair to Hillary Clinton?
No. Gosh, are you kidding me? No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, the point you make constantly is the same point that should be made to all Democrats. Whoever's left standing, put your weight and force behind him or her. Doesn't matter. So, there it is. Hey, have a great weekend, Jay.
Larry, thanks, man.
Okay,
All right, see you. Yeah, so that's the way I think. And that's why I give Hillary Clinton credit for yesterday. Because when she said, we're going to be united, and the idea is to win and to change the country, how can you get upset about that? There's no way. She's saying the right thing. I'll support whoever ends up getting the nomination. Because the last thing I want is four more years of the McCain-Bush formula. All right, it's open phone, 303-713-7600, 650, 50 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. John checks out traffic.
Jay, look for delays on southbound I-25 as you drive south from Northland and Thornton. A two-vehicle accident sitting on the right-hand shoulder just north of 84th Avenue. That's always a trouble area. Now this accident's going to make it just worse. Backups begin past 104th already. Rollover crash causing minor delays on westbound I-76 at 144th. It is in the ditch, but several emergency vehicles on site there. One area where we do see some major delays, southbound I-225. This is from Parker Road to I-25. Look out for a surface street crash involving two cars on southbound Santa Fe at Florida. Today's forecast, plenty of sunshine, a few afternoon clouds. Look for a high of 61. Right now, 31. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit the Free Diabetes Expo Saturday, March 1st at the Colorado Convention Center. See cooking demonstrations with educational...
It's time we all see the forest through the trees. Esurance policyholders do. Every week, thousands of people choose Esurance for their auto insurance. By getting documents online, Esurance customers save a lot of paper, and that saves thousands of trees. Esurance customers also help choose the tree planting projects that Esurance funds. As a result, Esurance helped plant more than 20,000 trees across the U.S. So we hear this, rather than this. Esurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS Movement for a Climate in Crisis. Find out how we can all work together to put climate change in reverse. Visit esurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. Esurance Online Auto Insurance.
It's a beautiful day out today, and I'm going to Rockies, and maybe you'd like to come out there and join me. I'll be out there sometime after 1 o'clock. Rockies has got a huge selection of previously owned late model vehicles. They got about everything you can think of. So whatever you're interested in, they got it happening out there. And gas is now, supposedly, allegedly, going to go to $4 a gallon. Did you like President Bush yesterday? He acted as if he never realized that. Well, he doesn't because he doesn't have to buy his own gas. But for those of us that do, $4 a gallon is pretty hefty. So if you want something that gets better gas mileage, check out Rockies. Because they got Volkswagens, Saabs, Hondas, Toyotas, Nissans, Dodge, Chevys, Fords. Boy, I love that little Ford Focus. But they've got it all. And great folks out there, too. Over 100 people dedicated to helping you get the deal you deserve. They're open tonight until 8, because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or join me out there, Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hoods in the Hood, the nation's first student-managed company, is now celebrating its 15-year anniversary. You can purchase all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian salad dressings at all major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Visit foodfromthehood.com for more information.
If you haven't changed the oil in your car in the last 3 months or 3,000 miles, get to AutoZone and do it now. Now at AutoZone, get 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $11.99. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today.
Yeah, let's get some dead on this radio station. Let's do it now.
Chugging, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking like the dude of man. Together, throw a mess in line. Just keep chugging all over town.
Sunny, high today, going to be 59, could be 60. Good weather to get out there and do a little trucking. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Thanks for being here with us, because after all, without you, the thing wouldn't work. Open phone, 303-713-7600. Coming up next hour, the world's smartest man, David Sirota, and more of your phone calls. Here's Edie in North Glen. Hi, Edie. You're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. What about yourself?
I'm doing great.
Great.
First off, I am going to vote Democrat. I don't care who runs because I am a Democrat, and I really back the party. But what I don't know is a lot about Barack Obama's background, and you don't hear too much about it. And I did hear that he was born in Hawaii, and I understand that his mother was white, and I don't know if his father was African-American or...
His father was Kenyan.
Kenyan. Oh, so he's from Kenya. And I don't know if they're still alive.
They're not. And he was raised primarily by his grandparents.
Oh, by his grandparents. Okay, so he lived in Hawaii, and then he moved to the States, correct?
No, not directly off the bat. He also lived in Indonesia.
Oh, okay. I don't know too much about his background, and you never hear anybody talk about it.
Well, the best thing you can do is just go down to the Tattered Cover or Barnes & Noble or Borders and buy his first book, because his first book, he outlines all of that. It's all in there.
Oh, okay. I listen to you every morning, and I've never really heard anybody bring that up, and that just kind of interested me. And the other thing is, if he is half white and half black, why doesn't he go after, I know that he does go after most people, but the white side of his heritage?
Well, I don't think he doesn't hide it, but I think what he's doing is, which is very unique, is he's running a colorless campaign, basically, in which he's saying, and it's about time somebody said, hey, this doesn't matter. What matters is our ability to band together as Americans and to cut out all of this silliness and fix these problems. And that's what he's saying, which I think is resonating, and the people want to hear that. They're tired of all of this bickering.
Oh, I hate it. I want the Republicans out. I'm like you. I'm just totally sick of it. And I would like to see people band together and become more human. But that's just, I just didn't know too much about his background.
Well, you know what? You can go read the book. It's great. His first book is great. So is his second. Hey, Edie, thank you.
And thank you very much for your answer.
Okay, you got it.
And we'll keep listening to you. I think the station's great. I love it.
Well, we love you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Goodbye.
Nice to hear a call like that. And Yolanda in Fort Collins was hanging on. She said, did your caller say he was happy when Martin Luther King was assassinated? I didn't hear that. Had I heard it, I would have said something about it. But I don't think, that's not what I think the guy was saying. I don't think he was saying that at all. All right, more open phones coming up. And we're first going to talk to the world's smartest man, David Sirota. His column, The New Permanent Campaign, is in the Denver Post this morning. And so we'll talk to him on the way to his ski destination. So stand by.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and SafeLight Auto Glass, now together to serve you better.
You know, if your windshield has a chip, it's easy to say it can wait. Problem is, a chip is like a time bomb. It's 1,000 microcracks just waiting to spread. Take my last customer. He spotted a chip in his windshield weeks ago. He ignored it. Then yesterday, what was bound to happen, did. He went over a speed bump, the vibration shot up to the chip, and crack, it spread. Elite SafeLight had to replace the whole windshield. He was happy with the result, of course, but he could have avoided all that hassle and expense. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we're usually able to repair it in just a half an hour by injecting our special resin without even removing the windshield. A repair is lots cheaper than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite SafeLight Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelight.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. The pulse may be weak, but the patient is still breathing. A report the government released within the hour shows that consumer spending, a key yardstick to measure the economy, posted a modest 0.4% increase in January. Economist David Weiss.
0.4% increase is pretty healthy. It was bigger than expected. Consumers are still out there spending. Problem is the prices of what they're buying keeps going up.
Analysts say gasoline could break $4 a gallon this spring. Oil hit a record high above $103 a barrel overnight before slipping back to around $102. The weak dollar is one engine pushing it higher, but Brad Proctor at GasPriceWatch.com says it's not the only one.
It's no longer just about the U.S., it's about the world. And as long as the other economies are competing for that oil out there, then that drives prices up.
I'm Steve Kathan.
There are some things money can't buy.
And more people are turning to credit.
For everything else, there's MasterCard.
Woo! MasterCards and Visas are getting loaded with more everyday expenses.
We're paying a lot more to fill our gasoline tank and buy a loaf of bread.
Economist Mark Zandi says credit card debt has ballooned in places where the economy is the weakest.
It's time to be cautious with respect to your spending. Think about your budget and stay within your budget.
For many, that budget includes paying off more debt. Frank,
21 is the legal drinking age all around the country.
They drink that!
But since when has that stopped teenagers from drinking? Now, a movement to lower the drinking age to 18 seems to be gaining support. One Vermont legislator says the 21-year age limit has only encouraged binge drinking. Supporters of a higher drinking age point to a drop in drunken driving accidents as a reason not to change. She's finally free. Linda Jack spent 13 years in prison, wrongly convicted for strangling her daughter. Jack is in the clear now because a re-examination of the girl's autopsy showed she wasn't strangled but died of a cocaine overdose.
What's next for me? Just getting my life back together, enjoying my husband, enjoying my kids, and taking it one day at a time. That's what's next.
The person who left a package in a Las Vegas motel room is someone the police would like to have a chat with. Captain Joseph Lombardo says the package contained ricin, a deadly poison you might find in an assassin's toolkit.
We're comfortable in saying that ricin threat is contained within that one particular apartment.
Four civilians and three police officers went to the hospital for precautionary tests. The word is out. Anglophiles the world over have seen the pictures and read the stories about Prince Harry's frontline service in Afghanistan. So British military officials are pulling the prince out to avoid making him and his comrades in arms a target.
Harry says the battlefield experience hasn't changed him, but it sure has changed his image. He's gone very quickly from being the playboy, fall out of the bar late at night, prince, now to the brave, one of the boys, warrior prince.
CBS News correspondent Mark Phillips in London. Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are down 11 points. This is CBS News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
When are we going to redo the kitchen?
Oh, someday.
Funny. I'm looking at the calendar. I'm seeing a Monday,
yep.
Tuesday,
right.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no someday.
Wait a minute. Are you sure?
Update today at the end of season decor event and get 10 to 50% off select decor items throughout the store. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 12th in U.S. only. Quantities and products may vary. See store for details.
Your body knows back pain can be a night owl. It likes to stay up late. Talking about the things we carried, the chairs we sat in, the shoes we wore. Tylenol PM Rapid Release Gels work with your body to silence the day's aches and pains. They combine the brand of pain reliever doctors recommend most with a sleep aid that, used as directed, is non-habit forming. Because when you sleep better, you feel better. Feel better. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Talk about politics making for strange bedfellows. Two Colorado congressmen reaching across the aisle to help resolve that government turf battle over who's responsible for fixing problems at the Leadville Mine drainage tunnel. Democrat Mark Udall says the problem is that the EPA and the Bureau of Reclamation have been bickering over the crisis.
We not only have a physical blockage with the tunnel, we have a legal blockage, and the bill that we've introduced will clarify that.
The new measure, co-sponsored by Udall and Springs Republican Doug Lamborn, makes the Bureau of Reclamation responsible for draining that 1 billion gallons of water trapped behind a collapse in the tunnel that could cause disaster. It also gives the Bureau responsibility for maintaining that tunnel in the future. News out of Denver Police Headquarters this morning concerning that infant that was found dead outside Presbyterian St. Luke's Hospital Tuesday night.
The mother of the baby has been in contact with the Denver Police Department and is cooperating in the investigation.
No word yet of charges will be filed against the woman. Cause of death for the infant still hasn't been determined. And fines for having a campfire during a fire ban have now shot up 1,200%. Under a new U.S. Forest Service fine structure, the fine used to be $25. Now it's $300. The federal agent in charge says the previous fee structure didn't provide enough deterrence for would-be scofflaws. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Watch out for a couple crashes messing with its morning's commute. One of them southbound I-25 north of 84th. The other's on 76th. It's near 144th. It's going to be slow for eastbounder C-470 as you're making your way from about Lucent Pass University. There's also a delay southbound 225 Dayton to I-25 where speeds are dropping into the teens. On the northbound side of 225, it's going to be heavy from Parker Pass Dyleth. There's also a surface street minor accident in Santa Fe in Florida that involves a moving truck. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit the Free Diabetes Expo Saturday, March 1st at the Colorado Convention Center. Free health screenings and much more. Sponsored by the American Diabetes Association. For information, call 1-888-DIABETES or visit diabetes.org/Denver.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Let AutoZone help you keep your car on the road with great deals on routine maintenance. Now at AutoZone, when you get 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $11.99, supersize that deal and get $2 off an air filter. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. When it comes to helping you save a buck and extending the life of your engine, count on AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
No dogs in heaven.
How would you know?
I know the Bible.
Is there a big sign on this radio station that says proselytizers call here?
Come out, ye foul
demons!
J. Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show.
J. Marvin Show.
Hey, J.
Marvin.
This is the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, AM 760 Progressive Talk. J. Marvin, the most hated man in the AM760.net forum. I wear with a badge of honor. So get on that forum at am760.net and trash me. I love it. Just as long as you spell my name right. Sunny, high today, 59, and it's good to have you along this morning. Okay, here we go. The world's smartest man, David Sirota. The guy has got a resume that would take 20 minutes to read, but check out his book, Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back. His new book, The Uprising, is slated for release early this summer. He blogs at workingassetsblog.com/Sirota or go to davidsirota.com. His column also runs weekly in the Denver Post, and today's column is called The New Permanent Campaign. And on the way to his palatial ski hideout is David Sirota. David, good morning.
Hey, Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Let's talk about this permanent campaign. You point out in this article about how today's permanent campaign aims to ensure that recent surges in Democratic voter turnout become the foundation for a lasting political infrastructure for progressives. So, in other words, people who are attracted to either one of the candidates for whatever the reasons may be, the idea is to keep them well involved after the primaries and after the election, correct?
Yeah, that's right. I think the question is how do you use this uptick in turnout to build the Democratic Party and build a lasting progressive movement that operates in other races, down ballot races, that pushes real issues through legislatures, through county commissions, through Congress. And what I show is that there's a number of different groups that are using innovative ways to keep people engaged. I spent some time with a group called Democrats Work here in Colorado, for instance. I went to a homeless shelter with them, and what they do is that they engage community service volunteers to do community service and under the banner of the Democratic Party brand. Similarly, there's a group called Blue Tiger Democrats, which actually operates inside the Democratic Party and basically does community sort of service, food drives, a job bank. And what I say is that that has its roots in Tammany Hall. That's how Tammany Hall built its power over the years in New York. And beyond the corruption, it really was a community service organization. So this has really the potential, I think, to really change politics.
You've talked about on this show before, and ever since I first started talking to you, you've talked about making a difference on the state level and on the local level. And it seems to me that Republicans have been very good at this in the past. And Democrats, to some degree, have ceded this to them. Yes or no?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think Democrats. I think you're 100% right.
Yeah, they have. I mean, in other words, they get onto the school boards, they get involved in all of the local activities in order to get their agenda accomplished, and we just haven't done that, and we don't do it. And the only time we really get involved is when it reaches a crisis point where we all have to go down to the local school board, or we all have to go down to the regents, or whatever the case may be, to try to get something reversed where they've been at it for a long time. So these two organizations that you're talking about, they're concentrating on trying to build an infrastructure way past the election. And trying to affect things locally and also statewide by providing services and just being involved, which we really haven't had in a long time.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that what I describe in the column aims to start changing that around. And what I say is that, you know, when the term permanent campaign was originally coined, the issue was that the Democrats, it was a term that was coined by a Democratic political consultant in 1976.
Pat Caudill, right?
Exactly, before Jimmy Carter came in. And what I said is that Caudill was advising Carter to run a permanent campaign through the White House because he was facing what was then an ascendant conservative movement that was starting to operate at all these different levels, not just at the White House level. And it was an ascendant conservative movement, an ascendant Republican Party. And what I basically say now is that the country is in a similarly anxious mood about economics, and that there's now a chance for this new permanent campaign, a grassroots permanent campaign, to really take advantage of this moment for a populist progressive movement that's going to operate, I think, at a lot of different levels. And the other point that I made in the article was that if this voter turnout remains high, it's not just going to change red states to blue states. It's going to start making and electing more progressive Democrats in already, Democratic areas. In the suburbs of Maryland a couple weeks ago, we saw a progressive activist defeat a Democratic, longtime Democratic incumbent in a very contested primary.
Yeah, that was Donna Edwards, right?
Right, Donna Edwards. And here was the thing. She had run the same race 2 years before, but the difference was this time turnout was 50% higher. So in other words, base Democratic turnout being so high didn't just help Barack Obama in Maryland. It actually helped bring in a progressive activist into Congress through a Democratic primary.
But she also had help too from blogs that helped her raise money, groups like Service Employees International Union. I mean, everybody got kind of fused into her campaign, and that helped her out tremendously, which just goes to show that if the average person is really committed to change in their state or in the federal government or in their local municipality, they can get it done.
Absolutely. And that's, I think, the governing ethos of this permanent campaign is that people, I think, that Democratic activists, progressive activists are starting to realize that the presidential race is not the only place where power lies, that there is a lot of power in your legislature, in your county commission, in your local government, in your city council, and that if we can get good people into those positions, we can actually start changing in a real way those areas of power. You know, I think people fool themselves if they think that the only place where power lies is the White House. The right has been, as you say, has been exploiting the fact that power lies in lots of different places.
Yeah, they're in and have been for a long time virtually into everything. And there's stories that show up in the national news where they have tried and failed. And I can't think of the municipality where they got control, I believe it was, of the school board, and the people got angry and kicked them all out. But the point is they did get there. And a lot of us, we don't even pay attention to that kind of stuff. I mean, the Obama-Clinton thing and McCain draws big headlines and dominates the news, and we talk about it a lot. But there are a lot of local things going on in which people can get involved in, and states can change their dynamic when it comes towards their relationship with the federal government.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think that we're seeing some real fights between states and the federal government. You know, we're seeing this fight right now between California and the federal government over global warming. And you better believe that Arnold Schwarzenegger wouldn't be where he was on that issue, which is in a much better position than he has been, without the Democratic legislature there pushing him so hard. So again, I think there's a real opportunity here. I think this permanent campaign for progressives that's going to keep a lot of opportunities for progressives to be engaged in the Democratic Party, not just at election time, is really one of the most hopeful political phenomenon really happening out of this election. It's not happening necessarily at the level of media attention or that top level of politics that gets covered all the time. But I really think this is changing the dynamic, and I think this is probably something that the right is going to be pretty frightened of.
Yeah, well, they ought to be. 7:17, 17 minutes after 7 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. David Sirota on the line with us. Let's turn some other things very quickly. I heard a rumor. I don't know. Maybe you can substantiate this. Maybe you can't. Maybe you don't know. But Senator Sean Mitchell, apparently, yesterday during a legislative session, did he look at Peter Groff and say, well, what did he say? You people all look the same, or you look the same to me, or something along those lines?
Yeah. He was caught quoted as saying to Peter Groff, "You all look the same to me." And the issue is whether he was saying that to the entire Democratic leadership on a dais, or whether he was saying that to Peter Groff, who of course is African American, and that would be a pretty inappropriate thing to say. So it's kind of difficult to tell who he was addressing in particular, and it's hard to tell on the audio. But look, Sean Mitchell's a guy who's not a really an appropriate legislator in a lot of different ways, and so this created a little bit of a buzz. I was at the Capitol yesterday for another reporting on another story, and it was, you know, people were talking about it, and you know, Mitchell claims, no, I was saying, you know, I was joking about just the whole all Democrats, and you know, some people thought he was talking about African Americans. So you can play I think you have the audio. I think Media Matters has it. I think people can judge for themselves.
Yeah, we can listen to it. Okay. I ask you this virtually every time we talk, so I don't want to I don't want to break this tradition. Your view now of Texas and Ohio and the Obama-Clinton race. What do you think?
I think he's going to win Texas. I think it's going to be very close in Ohio. And I think if he wins Texas and loses Ohio narrowly, I think it'll be hard for her to stay in the race. She might stay in the race. I think if he wins both, she's going to get out of the race. I think if he loses both, I think she could be the nominee.
Is he talking much about NAFTA in Ohio? It seems to me I would be saying NAFTA every other word.
Yeah, I think he is. I think he is. I mean, this is why he responded so forcefully. You know, there's this story out on Canadian television yesterday which claimed that a top Obama aide called the Canadian embassy and reassured them that Obama's rhetoric on NAFTA, against NAFTA, was just rhetoric and they shouldn't get worried about it. And Obama's people responded really, really, really forcefully and said that that's absolutely untrue. And the story, of course, didn't have any attributed quotes. And then the Canadian embassy later repudiated it, said that wasn't, you know, they also said it wasn't true. So NAFTA is definitely a very touchy issue there, and I'm assuming by the harshness of the Obama campaign's reaction to that story that they are really pounding away on that issue in Ohio, which I think is great. I think it's great that the debate is focused on that issue because, as we've talked about, trade policy affects all the different policies that progressives care about, environmental policy, human rights, wages, jobs. So it's great that we're finally having a debate about it.
On the debate here the other night, both of them said they would renegotiate. Would you be in favor of that, or would you just want to walk away from it? I just want to walk away from it.
Well, if they renegotiate it in a really, really serious way, I mean, that's the question, is are they? What does renegotiate mean? Then I think renegotiation is worth it. If they're going to, you know, and if they don't get what we all should want, which is much tougher standards, which is a much more level playing field, then I think they should walk away, and both of them actually said that they would walk away. The question is going to be, when either of these people are elected president, is making sure that when they go to the negotiating table, they really, really push for real changes and not just aesthetic changes.
What happens if we did walk away from NAFTA? What do you think would be the outcome?
Oh, boy. If we walked away from NAFTA, I think that you would see Mexican farmers would not be thrown off their land in the way that they are, and that there would be, I think that that would have an effect on dampening illegal immigration in this country. I think that you would have a situation where fewer companies would be able to move to Mexico to exploit their horrific wage and environmental standards. And environmental standards are the real key in terms of moving jobs overseas. I mean, you look at these maquiladora plants and what's going on, what's gone on in the maquiladora region. It's just tragic. And look, I think that more generally, I think it would say to all of our other potential trading partners that, you know, there is going to be a cost to accessing our market, that we're not just going to let other countries that have terrible standards have free access to our market unless those countries truly improve themselves. And I just want to remind people, this is what Bill Clinton promised to do in 1992. He was on the stump. He said, I'm not going to sign a free trade deal with NAFTA until they lift up their wage and environmental standards. He said, I'm not going to sign a free trade deal with China until they improve their human rights record. Now, that none of that happened, and he still pushed NAFTA, and he still signed the China PNTR free trade deal. So that's why we have to keep the pressure up after the election, because any of these people can turn around and pretend they never said what they said.
Yeah, very true. I still would like to see us walk away. Hey, listen, have a great day skiing, and we'll talk to you next. Well, no, listen, we've got the primaries coming up next Tuesday, so we'll talk to you maybe before the primaries and after the primaries to get your take on it. How about it?
Sure, would love to.
All right, thanks, David.
Talk to you, Jay.
Okay, there's David Cerrone, the world's smartest man who knows it all. All right, and pick up his book, Hostile Takeover, How Big Money and Corruption Conquered Our Government and How We Take It Back, and also Look for his new book coming out called The Uprising, and you can read his blog entries at davidsirota.com. 724, 24 minutes after 7 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk with traffic.
Already several accidents across the metro, which could make for a tricky commute. Have an accident southbound I-25 at 84th. It is off the shoulder, but causing delays past 104th, and now getting reports of an accident northbound I-25 at 84th as well. So we're having our problems in Thornton this morning. In the cleanup phases, accidents at westbound I-76 and 144th, and southbound Santa Fe at Florida. Also want to look out for surface street crashes at northbound Parker Road and 225. One at Federal and 12th, and another at Lowell and 48th. Today's forecast, mostly sunny, some clouds developing this afternoon. Look for highs around in the low 60s. Tomorrow, even warmer. We could reach 70. On Sunday, cooler, partly cloudy.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
When are we going to redo the kitchen?
Oh, someday.
Funny. I'm looking at the calendar. I'm seeing a Monday,
yeah.
Tuesday,
right.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no someday.
Wait a minute, are you sure?
Update today at the end-of-season decor event and get 10 to 50% off select decor items throughout the store. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 12th in U.S. only. Quantities and products may vary. See store for detail.
This just in. We have some breaking news from our special agent, Aaron E. Shurance. Go ahead, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is trying to take over the world.
Our people panic, special agent.
Some are, but not the thousands of drivers who switch to Esurance every week.
Is there an end in sight?
Fortunately, I think we've stopped it in time. Overpriced auto insurance seems to lose power whenever it hears about Esurance online auto insurance.
That's because Esurance offers affordable rates and great discounts.
When you get your quote from Esurance, you can compare rates instantly online. Esurance also helps you buy the policy right away.
Even if the policy's not from Esurance?
Yep, whichever policy is priced right for you. Take that.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from taking over the world.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Make it your mission to get a fast, free quote from Esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
And joints, even your memory and concentration. But what you may not know is not all fish oils are the same. For years, I've developed my Omega Berry fish oil to be the very best. Its advanced formula has up to 3 times the strength of ordinary fish oil. It's so powerful, the only way I could make it better is to give it away for free. And that's exactly what I'm going to do. I believe so strongly in the extra power of my Omega Berry fish oil, I'll give you a free bottle so you can try it before you buy it. Call 1-800-900-4964. This triple-strength formula also gives you the powerful, energizing antioxidants from berries, and now you can experience the difference yourself free. Find out how to get your free bottle of Omega Berry fish oil. Call 1-800-900-4964. That's 1-800-900-4964.
Are you going to lose your home and don't know where to turn? You hold the keys, Colorado. Call the Foreclosure Prevention Hotline today at 1-877-601-HOPE. Sponsored by Brothers Redevelopment, Inc. and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Good from the Hood, the nation's first student-managed company, is now celebrating its 15-year anniversary. You can purchase all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian salad dressings at all major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Visit foodfromthehood.com for more information.
Our phones rang off the hook.
AM 760, please hold. AM 760, please hold. AM 760, please hold.
And after tremendous feedback, we brought him back.
Me, Tom Hartman.
It's the Tom Hartman Show, weeknights 7 to 10.
We, the people, are the ones who make the decisions.
So thanks for your comments, and thanks for listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I got enough of you, baby.
AM760.net.
Look at that. The phones have stopped ringing.
Woofers and tweeters. Sunny, high today, 59. Could get up to 60. It's going to be a really nice day. We got coming up Congressman Ed Perlmutter from the 7th Congressional District, and we'll talk to him about some of the stuff he's got going on. Meanwhile, we got about 15, 20 minutes. How about some open phones at 303-713-7600? And you can talk about anything you want to talk about. The thing that gets me is, all right, I hate to say this, because I'm going to get trampled for this. And if you get mad at me for saying it, fine, call me up and, you know, go after me. Because I'm not always right. But it appears to me that Hillary Clinton supporters are extremely bitter and extremely angry. And I've been bringing us up since 6 o'clock about the idea that maybe the radio station isn't fair to you guys who support Hillary Clinton. Now, I said this earlier, I can't listen to the entire radio station, so I don't know what goes on, and I only hear it in bits and pieces. I suspect that Mario, who's on here in the afternoons, Mario Solis Marich, I suspect that he's a Hillary supporter, but I don't know. And I don't know about Ed Schultz and Randy Rhodes. Because I might hear 5 minutes of their show, but I don't hear the whole thing. So I don't know where they're coming from. But talk radio is, it's talk radio is something that's driven by opinion. So the host naturally has an opinion, and then you, the caller, or you, the listener, you have an opinion. And technically, we're supposed to be on even ground here. And as far as I'm concerned, you can call up and you can make your case. All right, let's go to Paul in Louisville. Paul, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. First-time caller.
Oh, welcome.
Thank you, sir. Hey, listen, I just I tuned in kind of towards the end of your previous guest there where y'all were talking a little bit about the NAFTA treaty and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a comment thrown out there very briefly about we all know what the maquiladoras have done to the Mexican environment and things of that nature. It was just a short little thing. I just want to make a comment. I worked for 6 years down in Mexico, one of the maquiladoras. Now, it was for an offshore company building TVs. And I saw a lot of positive things come out of the maquilador system for the Mexican people themselves in terms of giving them a stable job, giving them health insurance, some nutritional values, and things of that nature. So it was actually a very positive thing. I don't think we can necessarily blame it on the Mexican government if they're if companies come into their country and they have better ideas about how to do environmental protection, but they don't incorporate it as part of their corporate responsibility.
Well, I think there's probably some good that was done, but I also know about a lot of bad things that were done, too, like pregnant women giving birth on production lines because they weren't allowed any time off, clipping workers' overtime pay, paying them next to nothing and exploiting the hell out of them.
I heard some of those anecdotal things also. The 6 years that I spent down there, for 5 pesos a day, which at that time was 50 cents a day, the workers were being fed a pre-work meal. They were being fed a break meal, a full lunch. There was a nurse on premises all through the work week. A doctor came in twice per week. It was all provided free. There was free child care. So I think what you're pointing to, I don't doubt happened. But I think it really is up to the individual companies themselves that went in there to set up it. What is their responsibility to the worker?
Well, the responsibility of the worker is to provide a safe environment and pay them a decent wage. But I think the other side of this is that it pits workers in Mexico against workers here, and why don't those jobs stay in the United States? Well, they don't stay in the United States because it's cheaper to go down there because they can pay less and get away with more.
That's the true point. That's the point of it all. And as consumers, then it's up to our responsibility to decide where we want to buy our products from.
Well, I think that's a real interesting point. I mean, I think, I'd love to ask that some morning, and maybe I'll ask it Monday morning. Okay, if it would cost it would cost more to buy something made here as opposed to something made in Mexico, would you pay more to create American jobs?
And I think the marketplace has shown that no, they won't.
Well, I think it'd be interesting to ask people. Paul, I gotta go, man. I appreciate you calling, but I've got to talk to Congressman Perlmutter. So thanks, and let's talk again.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Okay. See you later. 7:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic, John Turk.
Jay, they've cleared that accident southbound 25 at 84th, but traffic still sluggish between at 104th. If you're traveling south on Santa Fe, they're going to briefly close down that intersection at Florida so they can clear that accident, which involved a box moving truck. Injury accident could slow you down at 12th and Federal up north. Also see accidents at 48th and Lowell and northbound Parker Road near the I-225 exit. Today's forecast, lots of sunshine, a few afternoon clouds, and a high of 61. Right now it's 34 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Live a better life with diabetes. Visit the Free Diabetes Expo March 1st at the Colorado Convention Center. For more information...
It's GameStop's biggest tournament ever. Better start training.
Look down and do some one-arm push-ups. It's the fight of your life.
The date, March 8th. The game, Nintendo Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
All the elves and the apes and the turtle things got their eyes on the prize.
Grand prize, an LCD TV, $5,000 cash and more. Details at GameStop.com/smash.
Then pre-order your copy today.
Power to the player.
No purchase required. Up to U.S. resident, 13 and up.
Fully web prohibited.
Jack here with Jack Micek Heating and Cooling announcing our end-of-season specials on all new American Standard home comfort systems. Call today for a free estimate on all American Standard furnaces, and you could receive a free programmable thermostat. That's right, postseason specials and a free programmable thermostat with every purchase of any new furnace or total comfort system. Call Jack Micek Heating and Cooling at 303-463-8541 today for a free estimate on any American Standard total comfort system. That's 303-463-8541.
It's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered Hydroxytone. It's proven to tighten skin and erase wrinkles and frown lines. Get a risk-free trial of Hydroxytone today and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-8151. 1-800-500-8151. 1-800-500-8151.
If your credit card debt has gotten out of control, here's one powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. You have the right to settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. We're Consumer Debt Advocate, and we'd like you to call for your free consultation. 1-800-300-3389. Don't ruin your credit by declaring bankruptcy. Find out how we can settle your credit card debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389. 1-800-300-3389.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Wow, you guys went all out for this 70s theme party.
Yep.
The disco ball, the music, the bathroom, the rugs.
We didn't do the bathroom.
Or the rugs.
Really?
Bring your home into the 21st century. Now at the end-of-season decor event, get 10 to 50% off select decor items throughout the store. From stylish tile to Hampton Bay lighting to innovative LG appliances. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 12th in U.S. only. Quantities and products may vary. See store for details.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
You know you can count on AutoZone to help you keep your car running smoothly. But don't forget, AutoZone can also help you keep your ride looking sharp. AutoZone has hundreds of different car washes and waxes, so you can do the job right. And right now, there's the smoking hot deal of 2 8-ounce bottles of Armor All Protectant for just $4. Count on AutoZone to keep your ride looking like new.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Baby, I'm here to tell you about yourself. You ain't nothing but a hound dog. Scratching all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, baby.
Jimi Hendrix from the BBC Recording Sessions. Get it on, Jim. 7:38, 30 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 59, could get up to 60 degrees. Let's go to one of my favorite people of all time. Congressman Ed Perlmutter from Congressional District 7, and he's got a bunch of stuff going on. Congressman, good morning, and it's good to hear your voice.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How can you not do good? It's Friday, and look at the sun out.
It is gorgeous. What a beautiful day. I came back late last night. It's kind of cold and windy back on the East Coast, but, man, it's nice to be back in God's country.
Well, it's nice to have you back and nice to talk to you. Okay, I want to talk about something which I think is really unique and cool.
Okay.
Thursday, March the 20th, you're going to have a... You're laughing. This is really clever. You're going to have a fun night to kick off your reelection campaign. People can bowl with you, can watch, cheer their favorite team. There's going to be prizes. They can play pool. They can just eat, drink, enjoy music. I mean, this thing is going to be an absolute riot.
It's going to be fun. We call it the Pins for Perlmutter. It's a bowling event. And it's in a little alley down on South Broadway called Falcon Bowling Alley, down near the Gothic. So 3295 South Broadway. And doors open at 6. The bowling will start about 7. There's only 8 lanes. So we're going to have lanes competing against lanes. And it's just going to be a nice evening and kickoff for my reelection campaign.
And are you forming your own bowling team?
We'll have a bowling team, but I do want to warn people that if they throw a gutter, that's going to cost them like $25 into the Perlmutter reelection coffers.
Oh, Lord. I can't throw anything but a gutter bomb.
Well, then that'll be good for my reelection effort.
So I better bring a wallet full of money, right?
Yes. No, I think we're just going to have fun. It'll be a nice evening. Not a nice evening. It'll be a fun evening, and it'll get people charged up and ready to go. You know, obviously this is a big election year. We already know that just from all of the activity on the presidential side. But, you know, there are so many elections and campaigns going on this year. I want to get going. I want to build my campaign, and I want to do the best I can to reach out to everybody in the 7th CD.
Well, I think it's just a really clever idea. Now, you would be considered to be a superdelegate, am I correct?
Yes, and when you say superdelegate, what that means to me, I have an automatic seat at the convention by virtue of having been elected to Congress. Now, I went through the caucus process in 2004 when I was a delegate for John Kerry.
Okay. You want to tell us which way you're leaning, or do you just want to be quiet about it?
No. I'm definitely a Barack Obama supporter, and I just believe this is a generational kind of change. This is a transformational election, and he's an incredible individual. Now, you know, Hillary Clinton would be a fantastic president, but I think this is really a time for change, and he represents that change and a future that will require everybody pulling together to address some of the problems. You know, when Americans pull together, they can do just about anything. Pardon me, I got a little bit of the crud, but I know that he's the guy that can bring people together and, you know, move us into this century better than we've been here since George Bush, that's for sure.
7:42, 42 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Congressman Ed Perlmutter on the line from CD7. Now, you've also got something else going on. One of the things I love about you, and if people want to say, oh, you know, he's sucking up to the congressman, that's okay. One of the things I really love about you is, you give all kinds of constituent service. Talk about this tax filing assistance program that you've got going on.
We have a tax workshop that's coming up tomorrow morning from 9 to 2 at two different locations. One is at the Colorado Mills over on the west side of town, and the other is at the Colorado State Veterans Nursing Home over on the Fitzsimmons campus. And the purpose is to help people get their taxes done. But also, there are a number of folks who really aren't paying taxes but will receive a rebate under this stimulus economic package that we passed about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And the purpose is to help individuals get their paperwork in and to be able to receive those rebates in a prompt fashion.
And this is absolutely free?
Yes, absolutely free. We have a number of people from the Internal Revenue Service there to help fill out forms. We have a number of accountants and other professionals who are giving of their time. They are fantastic people. It's all volunteer, so it's free, and we just want to, you know, help folks get these things filled out, get them in so that we can, you know, hopefully this economic stimulation package will kick in and kind of reverse what we see going on, you know, across the board. Colorado seems... You know, we went into the recession a little bit earlier, and I'm hoping we come out earlier, but across the country there are all sorts of warning signs, And we need to bring those to a halt and reverse things so that people have good jobs, that there is money to stop all the foreclosures that are going on. You know, it's not a panacea, but we think that this is a place where we really can help folks.
All right. This starts at 9 a.m., and once again, the two locations are Colorado. Oh, go ahead. You can do it.
No, you do it. You do it. I got this little frog in my throat.
All right. Colorado State Veterans Nursing Home. That's at 19th Avenue and Peoria Street in Aurora, Colorado. And in Lakewood, the Colorado Mills Mall. That's 14500 West Colfax Avenue in St. Anthony's, space number 134. That's in Lake...
136, I think. But it's the St. Anthony's space, yeah.
Okay. In Lakewood, Colorado. That's tomorrow morning between 9 a.m. and 2. And this is free tax filing assistance for families, seniors, and veterans and their beneficiaries and low-income earners who may need special assistance with receiving their tax rebates. And I wanted to ask you about this very quickly. If you're getting a tax rebate, you then have to turn around and pay taxes, income taxes on that?
No. We made, several years ago, there was, in 2001, there was a setting. You know, and then I should say I'm not a tax expert. There should be no tax on this rebate. In 2001, the way it was created, there was. This time, there should not be. Now, you know, that's why I got experts coming in to help people to make sure they get the right, pardon me, the right information. But I don't think that there will be tax on it, and it certainly won't be until next year if there is anything. But there should be no tax on this.
Let me switch topics here for a second. Do you think we'll have a brokered convention in Denver, or do you think it'll be settled before then?
Well, I think that Tuesday is going to tell us a lot, actually, Jay. I think that if Senator Clinton does well in Texas and Ohio, it could come down to Colorado. I apologize.
That's all right.
Pardon me. If Obama does well in either Texas or Ohio, I think this will be finished well before the convention. But if she does well in those two states, it'll be a dogfight from now until August.
Are you looking forward to the convention?
Oh, I think we're going to – I think Colorado is going to be so proud of the convention coming here, of the effort that's going to be put on. There will be some inconveniences to the members of our community, but they're going to be few and far between. But I think this is something that, you know, every 100 years we have a convention here in Colorado. The last Democratic convention was in 1908. We're having it now. It's going to be very environmentally friendly, energy friendly. This is going to be the kind of event that we want to have on a regular basis here because we can show off our state.
All right. Last thing here, there's an article this morning in the New York Times. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi asked the Justice Department to pursue two Bush aides. One of them is Harriet Myers.
Yes.
And this is this whole thing about contempt. It's a misdemeanor. And Joshua Bolton is the other one. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, we... have asked the administration nicely and with letters and requests at least 9 or 10 times to have these two individuals come testify about, and this one in particular was about efforts that were made by the White House to get U.S. attorneys across the country to pursue a case or to not pursue a case, but with real political undertones to it. And they've refused each time to come. So we passed a resolution citing them for contempt, for refusing to come to Congress. Now, they could come and sit in front of the committee and say, we say it's a lawyer-client privilege, or we say some other privilege, but they've just refused to come, period, just thumbing their nose at the Congress and thumbing their nose at the three branches of government set up by the Founding Fathers. So we said, enough. You guys have to come. And we've received this kind of treatment when it comes to torture and a number of other settings where witnesses have said, we're not going to testify. So we've said, that's it. You know, we're going to cite you for contempt, and we're going to take this to the mat, and that's what's happening.
Think you'll get bipartisan support on this?
No. I wish we would, but I don't see, you know, we passed the contempt resolution, I think we received some Republican support, but it was not much. But on the other hand, it just doesn't make sense. The executive branch is telling the legislative branch, we can do whatever we want, and you guys have no oversight responsibility, which is just not what the Constitution says. And so I wish we would have gotten more support from the Republican Party on this, because, you know, a Democratic president could do the same darn thing and say, oh, sorry, this, you know, the executive branch is the primary branch, and we don't have to listen to you all in the legislature. And, you know, so it's really an executive branch versus legislative branch issue.
Have you talked to your Republican colleagues about this?
Yes, we have. And, you know, they all sort of say, you know, we understand, but.
But what?
But, you know, we're not going to go after this president. And that's a shame.
It sure is. All right, we invite everybody to join Pins for Perlmutter, and that's coming up Thursday, March 20th at the Falcon, 3295 South Broadway in Inglewood. The doors open at 6, bowling begins at 7, and Congressman, if I can possibly stay up, I'll try to show, but, you know, 25 bucks a gutter ball?
Well, you're just going to have to practice between now and then, Jay.
I'm nailed. Why don't I just walk in and just write you a check for like $200 and sit down and forget it?
That works, too. That works, too. Hey, one other thing. We have on Monday a meeting at Belmar Center with the CEO of the Democratic Convention so that we can talk to people in the Lakewood area about what the convention is, you know, what sort of the agenda for the convention is, what are different events that are occurring, and that's 11:30 Monday morning, March 3rd, at the Belmar Center, 405 South Teller Street.
Okay, and that's open to anybody in the Lakewood area?
Anybody who wants to know more about what's going to happen at the convention.
Okay. Hey, Congressman, always good to hear your voice, and you know you're welcome here anytime.
I thank you. And, you know, you did have probably the smartest guy around with David Sirota earlier talking about these different trade agreements, and he's a very sharp on that. And then you had a very smart caller right after that to kind of give a different side. That was fun listening to those two.
Well, I appreciate that, and it's always fun to have you on. And if I can make myself stay up, I'll see you at bowling March the 20th.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
You bet. There's Congressman Ed Perlmutter. And bowling, Thursday, March the 20th, the Falcon, 3295 South Broadway, Inglewood, Colorado. Doors open at 6, bowling begins at 7. 25 bucks a gutter ball.
I wouldn't show if I were you.
What are you saying?
Well, or just show up and write a check. What is it, $25? There's 10 frames, 2 gutter balls possible per frame. So, really, what, 20 times 25? How much money is that?
Well, wait a minute. Are you
sending a gutter ball every throw.
Well, how do you know I'd get a gutter ball every
That's what
throw?
You said in the 6 o'clock hour.
All right, not every throw, but close.
But most.
Well, what about you? How do you bowl?
Not very good lately. I used to be pretty good. Like I said, I bowled a 236 once, but that was the only time I was ever over 200. Normally, I'm between 100 and 150 somewhere. You know?
So I'll
throw a couple strikes, you know, a few spares, and then a couple gutter balls and splits. And
okay, so
but I have fun doing it.
So if we both go, are you going to bring money to cover your gutter balls?
Yeah. I'm not planning on throwing a gutter ball, though.
Well, I'm not either, but somehow it just happens that
way.
Yeah,
it does.
All right, Thursday, March the 20th. Bring your money for your gutter balls. 7:53, 53 minutes after the hour. John takes a look at traffic.
Southbound Santa Fe remains closed at Florida due to an earlier accident. Crews trying to clean up that scene. They're towing a moving truck from the fence on the right-hand shoulder. Expect delays as traffic is being directed off on South Platte River Drive. We're also still working an injury accident at Federal and 12th in North Denver. On the freeways, looking pretty good. It is slow in those normal spots, but we are accident-free at the moment. Today's forecast mostly sunny with some clouds developing this afternoon. High should be in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, even warmer. We could reach 70. And on Sunday, cooler with partly cloudy skies and a chance for a few snow flurries. Look for highs near 40. Currently, it's 33 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit the Free Diabetes Expo Saturday, March 1st at the Colorado Convention Center. See cooking demonstrations with educational...
Yo, it's mycarnow.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's mycarnow.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers.
itsmycarnow.com.
The selection is sick, and with guaranteed credit approval, you could be driving today. What you waiting for?
itsmycarnow.com.
Weeknights at 7 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Landstar Logistics reminds everyone that a common trick used by kidnappers is to convince a child that a family member sent them. Police departments and school officials agree that you can help protect your youngsters with a kid code. That's a simple code word known only by you, your child, and those you place in authority. This important message is brought to you by Landstar Logistics. That's Landstar Logistics, a community-minded business taking time out for the safety and welfare of our children. Landstar Logistics.
AutoZone is your headquarters when it comes to everything you need to keep the outside of your car looking great. Right now they have a smoking hot deal where you can get 2 8-ounce bottles of Armor All Protectin for just $4. Get to AutoZone today.
7:55, 55 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and Rocky's Autos may bust me for this, but I'm going to make it short and sweet. Probably the shortest Rocky's spot I've ever done. Rocky's Autos. Home of the largest selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. They got more coming in all the time. They want to see your trade. And matching down incentive is back. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. If you come a little bit after 8, they won't close the gate. And I'll be there this afternoon. So if you're around the area, come by and say hello. I'm just going to make my weekly visit to Rocky's. Rocky's Autos, family-owned and operated since 1982. All I can tell you about them is it's the best place to buy a vehicle, 63rd and Federal.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
Do you have enough money to retire comfortably? Chances are you only think you do, because these days people are living longer, and the cost of living is getting higher, and many people are coming up short. At Fisher Investments, we know that often, even those with $500,000 or more in investments can underestimate their needs for retirement. Make sure you have what you need to retire comfortably. Just call 1-800-900-1146. We put together a special free report just for you. It's called The 15-Minute Retirement Plan, How to Avoid Running Out of Money When You Need It Most. This is valuable information you must see if you are planning for retirement. Even if you think you've accumulated enough wealth to retire comfortably, you should call for your free copy of the 15-Minute Retirement Plan. Call 1-800-900-1146. 1-800-900-1146.
I'm a gambler. You'll never see me at a casino, but I'm a gambler. Because my family is living without health insurance.
Don't take this chance. The gamble can be too big. Physicians Mutual Insurance Company can find health insurance to help fit your individual needs at a price that can save you money. Just call 1-800-600-5920 for more information. Don't wait. Call 1-800-600-5920. That's 1-800-600-5920.
Mr. Fix-It here every week to help you take care of those home improvement projects, from plumbing to decks, saving on your energy bills, and other things. I'll always have expert help. Mr. Fix-It Paul McGregor urging you to join me Saturdays 1 till 3 right here on AM 760.
It's 2 minutes before 8, okay? Christy Harvey, Center for American Progress, up next.
This song is about MSA in the key of fabulous. Roll up the red carpet, it's the big award show. I'm on and it's an entertainment because I gotta know what she was wearing.
what she had lifted, which colors are blooming and which have drifted, and which a nile from rehab escaped, and to which shirty daddy later donate, and who's adopting kids, our nation's foreign, whose movies are hit and whose is born. I wanna be where the flash bulbs are going. I wanna be where the champagne's flowing. So I indulge my celebrity derangement with a daily dose of MSN entertainment.
Call now for your free information kit to answer all your questions about LASIK. Think of how great it would be to finally get LASIK. Now think of yourself getting LASIK for a fraction of the price during their huge anniversary sale. But hurry, sale expires March 31st. For your free information kit, call the LASIK Vision Institute today at 1-800-300-5440. That's 1-800-300-5440. 1-800-300-5440.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. Is the glass half full, half empty, or none of the above? A government report shows that consumer spending was up 0.4% in January, but the experts can't seem to agree on what that tells us about the economy. One says the gain shows that consumers are still out there spending, but another, Deutsche Bank chief economist Joseph Lavorgna, sees it differently.
Consumer spending has not grown now for 2 months in a row. And in our view, that's a pretty troubling sign.
Consumers are spending more than they would like at the gas pump.
$4.23 per gallon. I'll fill it up later somewhere else.
Even in the Bay Area, where that driver was filling up the other day, $4 gasoline is the exception, not the rule. But oil market watchers say most Americans could be paying that much this spring. Oil shot past $103 a barrel a few hours ago. Right now, it's down around $102. In early Wall Street trading, stocks are taking a beating. The Dow is down 166 points. NASDAQ down 27. It could be a swing and a miss for lawyers representing home run king Barry Bonds. They'll be in court today asking a judge to throw out the perjury case against him. CBS News chief legal analyst Andrew Cohen doubts they'll get to first base.
These sorts of motions always get filed, and they rarely succeed. And the best that Bonds can hope for, even on a long shot, is for the judge to tell prosecutors that they have to narrow their allegations a bit. But that's certainly not going to destroy the government's case.
A dozen wildfires are burning across parts of Texas, and one of them is licking at the outskirts of Archer, Texas. The city's getting ready for evacuations.
This is something that we live with, but to be this close to town, it is very, very scary.
The Red Cross says it paid for a lot of hotel rooms in San Diego that volunteers never used during the wildfires there last fall. Doesn't say how much it overpaid. A give-back deal with city unions could keep Vallejo, California from going broke. CBS's Margie Schaefer has that.
The tentative agreement followed marathon meetings, and the deal will postpone the need for Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection for now.
I think bankruptcy is throwing in the towel and saying we can't do anymore, and I always believe we can do more.
Vallejo Mayor Osby Davis. John Riley with the Firefighters Union is pleased with the agreement. He admits long-term solutions will involve concessions from labor.
I would say morale is probably the lowest it's ever been. We just lost 14 firefighters last week. We're, you know, struggling every day to provide services to the city of Vallejo.
Ricin, a poison that's been used by professional assassins, was found in a package left at a Las Vegas motel. Three hotel workers, another civilian, and three police officers had to go to the hospital for precautionary tests. Police Captain Joseph Lombardo says everyone seems to be all right.
You would develop symptoms within the first 48 hours, and through the checks at the hospital, there's no indication that they were infected.
Police in suburban Atlanta have charged the 17-year-old son of a deputy sheriff with shooting her and his two younger sisters to death. Police found the bodies last night at the family's home near Lawrenceville, Georgia. This is CBS News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
When are we going to redo the kitchen?
Oh, someday.
Funny. I'm looking at the calendar. I'm seeing a Monday,
yep.
Tuesday,
right.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no someday.
Wait a minute, are you sure?
Update today at the end of season decor event and get 10 to 50% off select decor items throughout the store. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 12th in U.S. only. Quantities and products may vary. See store for details.
Your body knows back pain can be a night owl. It likes to stay up late, talking about the things we carried, the chairs we sat in, the shoes we wore. Tylenol PM Rapid Release Gels work with your body to silence the day's aches and pains. They combine the brand of pain reliever doctors recommend most with a sleep aid that, used as directed, is non-habit forming. Because when you sleep better, you feel better. Feel better. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Good morning. I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. The mother of that baby found dead outside Presbyterian St. Luke's Hospital has now been in touch with Denver police.
Her identity will not be released at this time. She has not been arrested.
Detective Sharon Hahn says no word on what charges, if any, will be filed. The baby's body was found in a basket outside the hospital Tuesday night. Still no cause of death. Meanwhile, a woman who gave birth in a bathroom stall at a Denver bar and then stuffed her baby boy into a plastic bag and threw him in the trash has gotten the max, 40 years behind bars. Erin Pendleton pleaded guilty to child abuse resulting in death in that 2004 death. University of Colorado student newspaper has now placed its opinion section on hiatus after a staffer wrote a satire saying Asians, quote, hate us all. That column by Max Carson triggered protests, prompted university and campus press officials to apologize. And fines for having a campfire during a fire ban have now shot up 1,200% under a new recently approved U.S. Forest Service fine structure. The fine up from $25, now $300. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Speeds drop into the 20-mile-an-hour range northbound I-25 as you're making the stadium curve. That due to a crash near 23rd involving three vehicles. It's slow in those usual spots like eastbound C-470 and Lucent towards Quebec. Breaks loose in stretches, but for the most part, that's going to be dragging across Highlands Ranch. It's also slow for westbounders on 76 coming up on 74th. An off-highway accident at Santa Fe in Florida should be out of there. However, the slowing on Santa Fe is extended onto the ramp from southbound I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Want to save money on gas? Just accumulate $100 in purchases at your neighborhood King Supers. And you can save 10 cents per gallon at participating King Supers fuel centers. See store for details. King Supers, right store, right price.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Let AutoZone help you keep your car on the road with great deals on routine maintenance. Now at AutoZone, when you get 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $11.99, supersize that deal and get $2 off an air filter. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. When it comes to helping you save a buck and extending the life of your engine, count on AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
I think that the right wing is bringing out their big guns.
We will do whatever is necessary.
Like every mean, nasty trick in the book.
Where do you stand? Do you stand with those people, or do you stand with us?
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 76 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Yeah, the most hated personality in the AM 760 .net forum. Get on there, express your opinion, trash the hell out of me. Just spell my name right. Sunny high today, 59. And it's good to have you along. All right. I can't read this. I can't read her whole resume. I never can. Editor of Mike Check, Berkshire Center for American Progress, is an expert on everything from basketball to politics, to cable television. Ladies and gentlemen, Christy Harvey.
Ta-da! Hey, man, how are you? Happy Leap Day.
Yeah, happy Leap Day to you, too. Okay, I got a quote I want to read you.
Okay.
Because I love this quote. Now, you can tell me whether this quote is good or whether I just have a warped sense of humor and, you know, I'm psychologically ill.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Down with a world in which the guarantee that we will not die of starvation has been purchased with the guarantee that we will die of boredom.
Ooh.
Do you like that?
I love that.
Is that great?
Who is that?
Oh, I don't want to say.
Oh, that's a good quote. I feel like I know it, though.
I don't want to say who it is. But then, isn't that great? Down with the world in which the guarantee that we will not die of starvation has been purchased with the guarantee that we will die of boredom.
That's so Fight Club.
That's their Tyler Durden. You know what I mean?
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you'd hate to know where I got it from.
You're going to drive me crazy with this, aren't you? You're doing this on purpose just to get inside my head.
No, I'm not going to admit it for two reasons. One, because of the source, and two, because even if I did, I don't think, based on my experience, I don't think we would get one caller who would have any idea who it was I was talking about.
Okay. That's all right. I've got Google. I'm going to look it up after the show.
Well, I'll just email the answer to you.
Oh, or you could do that.
So you don't have to worry.
I'm convinced you're playing like some psychological game with me.
I'm not.
Just to get in my brain.
I'm not. But isn't
that driving crazy for the weekend?
No, but
no, that's a great quote.
Isn't that the kind of quote you'd like to memorize? And you go to one of these.
I'm going to put it on my Facebook.
Yeah, you go to one of these inside, you know, the Beltway cocktail conversations, and you just look at somebody and say, you know, the following.
Right.
And just see what kind of look they have on their face.
Most of the people at those cocktail parties are so soused.
That they wouldn't get it?
That they wouldn't get it.
I believe in the reality of my desires because my desires will become reality.
Look at you with the fancy quote book today. I like that one too.
Don't you?
I wish I was prepared and had some that I could sling back at you.
All right, well, I got one to sling at you.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this yesterday or not, but I thought this was really telltale. Rumors are running rampant that gasoline is going to go to $4 a gallon. Bill Plant of CBS News asked George W. Bush in that press conference, which it was a whole squirrely event, about the $4 gasoline, he acted as if he didn't know anything about it.
He didn't know anything about it. He said, I've not heard of that. I've never, I have no idea what you're talking about.
How could he have not heard of it?
What's gasoline? Like, it was that bad.
Wasn't it?
My job, well, first of all, you're right. It was a totally squirrely press conference. Like, that entire thing was just weird, and it didn't really have a point. It's like he really wanted to give a press conference, but he didn't have anything to say. But he was freaked out that people were talking about John McCain and Barack Obama and basically everybody who wasn't George Bush. And so he wanted to prove his relevance. So he gives this press conference in which he has absolutely nothing to say. And then when he does say things, they don't make any sense.
Right.
My favorite was when he was talking about the stimulus package and was like, because in America, these families, I want families to get more money on their table. And I was like, you mean food on the table? Like, what are you talking about? Like, what's money on the table? That's not a quote. So, yeah, and then when he was just, you know, I've heard about $4 gasoline. If I've heard about it, and you've heard about it, Jay, I sure as heck hope the President of the United States, who's supposed to be keeping an eye on this kind of thing, has heard about it.
But doesn't this hark back to when his father, in a debate with Bill Clinton, couldn't remember the price of milk?
Oh, yeah. And was absolutely flabbergasted by the scanning machine at the supermarket. It was like that, you know, like, oh, wow, you can tell the price just by running this through a barcode thing. It was very much like that. And it was just sort of weird. But, I mean, he's very proud and brags about the fact that he doesn't read newspapers. He's very proud and brags about the fact that the only way he gets information is when someone like Condoleezza Rice filters it for him. He famously won't read a report or anything that's over one page long. So I guess I shouldn't be that surprised that he hasn't seen front page stories about how gasoline is going to go to $4 this spring.
Well, maybe we shouldn't be surprised by this, but...
Well, he learned about Hurricane Katrina only because someone made a DVD and played it for him in his private jet. Meanwhile, the rest of us were horrified and transfixed by the images we'd been watching for, at that point, 72 hours straight on CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, CNBC. Every single news channel was, you know, wall-to-wall coverage of that. And the only way George Bush found out how bad the devastation was someone burned him like a mixtape of what was going on. strapped him in the air where he, there was nowhere to run and hide except for the airplane loo, and said, watch this. And that's when he went, oh, my God. Bad stuff happened in New Orleans.
I just find that. Do you think he's the most, honestly, do you think he's the most disconnected president we've ever had?
Oh, absolutely. I don't think there's a question there. Because even presidents, I mean, we've had stupid presidents, we've had, you know, nasty presidents, we've had criminal, crooky presidents. I don't even think crooky's a word, but it is today. But even, you know, Richard Nixon was intellectually curious. You know, they were at least, even at their worst, these presidents, even when they were doing diabolical things, at least read the newspaper and understood that as the leader of the most powerful nation in the world, they had a responsibility to know what was going on in the world. But I really think that President Bush watches, spent his nights watching American Idol. Not that there's anything wrong with American Idol, but I'd really like if you, you know, focused on the war once in a while.
You ever sit back and think to yourself, how'd this guy get here?
Yeah.
No, really.
I don't think I'm the only one. I think his father thinks that, too. I think poor Jeb thinks that, too.
I mean, when you see a performance like yesterday,
oh,
do you ever just think to yourself, how? How is this possible? With all of the sophisticated communication and information outlets that we have today, the Internet, I mean, everything that's going on. How does this guy end up as the president of the United States?
I think that is going to be a question that history books are going... I mean, I think students in college 20 years from now are going to be studying that. Like, what the heck happened? What happened? I blame Y2K. I think we were all freaked out about Y2K and the turn of the millennium and just went, you know what? Just go.
You think that's
You're
what
fine.
Did it?
And Al Gore wasn't a good candidate. I think he's a fantastic man, and I think that he's a smart guy, but I don't think that he campaigned well, and I don't know what did it, but something must have happened. Something must have been in that water we were all drinking in 99 and early 2000, because I don't know.
Well, they say everything happens for a reason. I just haven't figured out what the reason is about this. 8:16, 60 minutes after 8 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey with us. By the way, President Bush was complaining about congressional Democrats. What else is new? Holding up his political appointees. What is the story about that? Because I hear it's, according to the LA Times, it's Republicans that are giving him trouble.
This is a story. The kicker to this story is going to make you laugh out loud, so I can't wait to tell you. So, yeah, so you know how President Bush is always complaining about Democrats or using his appointees as political pawns and yada, yada, yada. He complained about it in State of the Union. He complained about it in a speech dedicated to that in early February. And it turns out that one of his, the longest standing appointee who has not been confirmed is being held up not by Democrats. They passed him through. He went through Senate Judiciary flying colors. But he's being held up by two Republicans. And this guy, his name is Michael J. Sullivan, and he's the acting head of ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives. They never say the E part, though. It's just ATF. And he has been running this thing for over a year. He was appointed over a year ago, and I guess he's really good at it. And two Republicans, though, won't confirm him because they're angry that he's enforcing gun laws. And they say he's too harsh on gun dealers who don't do their proper paperwork. Because if you don't do your proper paperwork, this guy takes away your gun license.
Well, how can you be too hard on people who are not following the law?
Well, A, and B, there are 70,000 gun dealers in this country. Last year, thanks to Michael Sullivan, 116 lost their licenses. Now, I'm no math elite, but I crunched those numbers with my little calculator, and that's less than 0.1%. So it's harsh. Crazy
yes.
Harsh.
Yes, it's really it's draconian.
So they're angry, and these two senators get a ton of cash from the gun lobby.
Yeah, and isn't one of the senators taking a very wide stance on this?
Oh yeah. That's the kicker. The two senators who have joined forces to fight this nomination because they don't want gun laws followed are none other than Senator Wide Stance Larry Craig and Senator Hooker, what Hooker? David Vitter. We have got to get invited to one of their planning parties. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I hereby want to apply for a lobbyist position with with Senator David.
You know that they do.
Bitter.
They do all of their like planning on how to block this nominee in a hot tub somewhere.
Well, or either that or a men's room at an airport.
Oh, if only they could put the hot tub in the men's room, they would be like in Senator Heaven.
That'd be absolutely right.
So that's what these guys are doing to, you know, try and reform their legacies, which have been trashed by sexual scandals. They've decided to block a guy who wants to enforce gun laws.
Unbelievable. All right, hang on. We'll come back. 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Christy Harvey with us. We'll talk to her coming up. But right now, a look at traffic with John Turk.
Well, Jay, they've reopened southbound Santa Fe at Florida after an earlier accident shut it down. Traffic's still slow there, especially if you're getting onto Santa Fe from southbound I-25. Northbound 25 jammed with speeds in the teens and 20s. This from Alameda to 23rd, where we have a three-car accident that's sitting off the right-hand shoulder. In the tech center, traffic light malfunctions on Orchard and Bellevue. This is you try to get on I-25, so causing some delays there on the ramps. Also dealing with a closure at Wadsworth and 29th due to an accident.
Lifetime invites you to see how we're reinventing the fun of Friday night with a brand new dance competition. Not a normal dance competition. We pulled together America's hottest young dancers.
Wow.
But we failed to mention Lifetime's secret little twist that their partners will be...
Oh, guys!
Their parents. Ian Ziering hosts Your Mama Don't Dance.
Dad, that's my butt.
Your Mama Don't Dance premieres tonight at 9, 8 central on Lifetime.
Yo, it's my car now.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's my car now.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Cause zero down delivers.
It's my car now.com.
The selection is sick, and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for?
It's my car now.com.
Said, oh, I need a new pair of sunglasses, but I got to get prescription sunglasses. Well, if you go to Icon LASIK Center, you don't have to do any of this. I went to Icon, and it was a big deal for me because I'm eye shy. But I sat down with Dr. Anderson. He said, wait a minute, let's take this one step at a time. Come down here and see if you're even a candidate for LASIK. And I did. And I was treated unbelievably great. I mean, there's just no other way to put it except these folks are true professionals. They have done tons and tons and tons of safe and affordable LASIK procedures since 1999. They've got financing available for all credit types with zero down and no interest for up to 24 months. And they've got the newest technology, Intralase and Bladeless LASIK, and they are so careful, they are so competent, that it just makes going through it an absolute whiz. So learn more about your options with Icon LASIK Center by calling them today, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or check them out online at icondenver.com, because, you know, it just really will change your life, and it has mine. And it will yours. And it's safe, and it's easy. Icon LASIK Center. Call them. 720-524-1001.
Another how-to hack minute from the Home Depot.
Wow, you guys went all out for this 70s theme party.
Yep.
The disco ball, the music, the bathroom, the rugs.
We didn't do the bathroom.
Or the rugs.
Really?
Bring your home into the 21st century. Now at the end of season decor event, get 10 to 50% off select decor items throughout the store. From stylish tile to Hampton Bay lighting to innovative LG appliances. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 12th in U.S. only. Quantities and products may vary. See store for details.
You dine at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Why is it you always end up lingering over your meal? Two words. Prime steaks. I mean, at Ruth's Chris, it's not enough that they broil each steak to perfection, searing in the juices. No, they take it a step further and serve each steak sizzling on a 500-degree plate so it stays hot from first bite to last, giving you time to linger over every delicious bite. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Well, show me the way to the next whiskey bar. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
23 minutes after 8 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 59. Thanks for joining us. Christy Harvey here from the Center for American Progress, too. Do you like the Doors, Christy?
I love that song.
A lot of people don't like the Doors. They get kind of freaked out by them.
Well, it's so funny because I've told you about my parents. They're very, I mean, they've been together since they were 16. She was, you know, captain of the cheerleading squad. He was captain of the football team. And they're just, they're, I had a very Leave It to Beaver kind of growing up experience. And I came home one night and when I was in college early, and my mom was sitting in the living room in the dark playing the Doors. And I was like, what are you doing? Oh, whoa. Like, you're freaking me out here, Trudy. And she was like, oh, your father and I love the Doors. And I was like, wow.
She wasn't doing anything else?
She wasn't doing anything else. No.
Because when I used to sit in the dark and listen to the Doors, I was all right.
No. Jim and Trudy don't even drink. And it was just, that's why it was so freaky. I was like, wow, okay.
Now, what do your parents think of you?
They adore me. I'm fabulous. But they have they have two index cards taped to the refrigerator. One says, Think Tank, : the place where Christy works in Washington. It means a company where people come up with ideas for politics. And the card right underneath says, and this is not an exaggeration, left: Democrat liberal. Right: because they could never remember which one was which. Isn't that cute?
You have any brothers or sisters?
I have two little sisters.
What do they think about what you do for a living?
Well, I just don't get it. April runs a group house for foster kids, and Cammy is a fifth grade teacher. Like, they have jobs that you can tell what the jobs are by the title of the job, and they just know that I live in a big city and talk about politics and, you know.
But the entire Harvey family is in the public service.
That was, my parents were, the way they brought us up, and I think why I turned out to be a progressive, is they were very, very clear about three things. Number one, you love God and your country, and you do whatever you can every day to make sure that you keep, you know, your faith in God and your faith in the country strong. Two, you help people who need a hand. Without asking and without bragging, and you just give the hand. And three, you beat down the bad guys. And if you see someone who means harm, it is your job to stop them. And we all took those three principles and did our own thing with them.
Boy, I wish I'd grown up in a family like that.
That's a pretty cool family. I got a good family.
Yeah. My father was a merchandise burglar.
He was a what?
Merchandise burglar.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And a bank robber.
My goodness.
He spent time in the pen.
Really?
Yeah, I grew up without any male guidance.
I didn't know that.
No.
You still turned out pretty okay.
Well.
I think you turned out to be a pretty good guy.
That depends on who you talk to. Speaking of my father being a merchandise burglar and also being a convicted felon, for the first time in U.S. history, more than one in every 100 adults is in jail or prison.
Isn't that interesting?
Now, that's mind-blowing.
It really is. Especially, this is this new study that the Pew Center on the States, the Pew people do all these, like, fantastic studies, and they just did this study on our incarceration nation, and it turns out we love locking people up. And I think it's really interesting when you look globally. For example, there are 2.3 million adults in America in prison right now. In China, which has gazillion times more people than we do, they're the next highest. They only have 1.5 million people in prison. And we actually, per capita, have more people in jail than even Russia and the rest of the Soviet bloc, which is the next, you know, highest after us. And the reason this is so interesting is we're spending tons of money, so much money, on keeping people in prison. But we're not putting all that much money into things like rehabilitation or drug rehab or the other factors that they say lead to crime, which are unemployment rates or cops on the street. We're not spending money on that.
Well, they never do. I mean, recidivism is very, very high, and you just go to jail and become a better criminal. You don't come out of jail with any kind of, you know, training or feeling that,
well, right,
life's going to be a better, that you're going to have a better day. And then after that, after you paid your time to society, you never really do pay your time, because then you got to admit to people that, well, I'm a convicted felon.
Exactly. And so what this study really shows is to be tough on crime might not really be what we think it is. It's easy to throw somebody in jail and just, you know, be done with it and not deal. It's more difficult to figure out, for example, drug rehab programs. But they know. I think the number is for every buck that we spend on drug treatment, we save $4 in lower crime costs. So, you know, taking the easy route that I'm tough on crime, you go to prison, crack dealer, you go to prison, drunk driver, might not actually be what works. I just think that's really interesting. I don't know much about, you know, the prison system and things like that, but I'd like to know more because I just think this is really interesting that, you know, maybe we're doing it wrong.
Well, because there's no rehabilitation. So you take somebody who gets popped when they're 19, 20,
mm-hmm.
and chances are they're just going to go to jail and learn how to be a better criminal. They're not going to go to jail and get any kind of rehabilitation so that they can come out with some kind of skill and that they can have some kind of a chance. That's not going to happen. You just go in there and become a better criminal. Just ask my old man. He'll tell you.
And we make it tough for people who are actually trying. You know a good movie? You know how we share movies? Really good movie from ages ago. Did you ever see Gridlocked?
Oh, yeah.
With Tim Roth and Tupac. Mm-hmm. It was a movie about how difficult it was for these two guys who desperately wanted to get off of heroin to actually get into the whole movie is about them trying their struggle to get into a rehab program. And all the paperwork and the red tape and the just how hard it was. And, you know, I always think of that when I see studies like this, you know, that you push people to a breaking point and you don't give them the ladder they need to climb out of their hole.
Probably the guy who I've had on or used to have on because he's passed away now who knew the most about all of this was a guy by the name of Edward Bunker who had been in trouble since he was 16 and served some very, very hard time. They made a movie out of his life called Straight Time with Dustin Hoffman.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a book out. I think it's called Memoir of a Felon, where he talks about all of this stuff. And I used to have him on. One of the great things about putting him on was you'd get these callers that would start this whole, well, you got to lock them all up stuff.
Right.
And then I'd stick him on, and he'd say to the callers, well, you think you know what it's like to be in the joint, do you? And he'd start, like, telling them about all these horror stories that were going on and all this stuff that was happening. And all it basically did for him, since he was jailed as a young kid, he was, like, 16 and went to the California Youth Authority, all it did for him was it just gave him more connections and made him a better criminal. And why it is that society can't see this is just beyond me. And the fact that we have all these people incarcerated, what does that say about us?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's also, even if you are the most heartless, right-wing, tough-on-crime, only-care-about-yourself person, you know, we spent $50 billion with a B, $50 billion keeping people in jail last year. You know, that's money that if you spent it more wisely, could, you know, maybe save us a lot of money. So if that's what you care about, if you care about your wallet, that's another aspect to it. You know, even if you don't care about people. But, yeah, there's a way that we could actually get people back into, you know, society.
Well, mainstream them. And then the other thing is too, how about the damage that it does? How about the damage that it does to the family?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what else is interesting? A different study came out from the Public Policy Institute of California this week that I think is a really good bookend to this Pew study about incarceration. And it debunks that Bill O'Reilly, Lou Dobbs myth of the immigrant criminal.
Isn't that interesting? Yes, there's two reports that are like that are out.
And, yeah, they show that actually cities that have had a boom in immigration populations recently had their crime rates go down.
That's right.
And if you're foreign-born, the real way that you usually meet up with Johnny Law is not because you've committed a crime, but because you've been a victim of one. And people, legal, illegal, whatever, immigrants, commit fewer crimes than American-born people. So that whole, you know, let people into the country and the country's going to hell in a handbasket, they're all criminal, blah, 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 Bill O'Reilly hate talk, is made up. It's a lie.
Yeah, it is. It is a lie.
I printed out that study and I put it in my purse, and I'm whipping that thing out in bars when people start, you know, talking about immigration.
Yeah, I've got both my studies saved too. Okay, what are you doing this weekend?
Tonight, the boy is taking me to a special screening of Charlie Chaplin's movie City Lights.
Oh, that's a great film.
And it's one of my favorites. And the accompaniment is the Baltimore Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that a good date?
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
And what about Saturday?
Oh, I have to vacuum. I haven't cleaned my house in a while.
You have to vacuum?
My house is really dirty.
Oh, jeez. Is that like all day Saturday and all night Saturday?
My house is really dirty.
You're not going to go out on Saturday night?
I might go out, but, yeah, like, I have to go to Target. Like, I just have errands. See, you've just busted me. I was, like, sounding all fancy and cool with tonight's plans, but the rest of my weekend is really, really stupid. I need socks.
Well, okay, you know, all right, well.
I need paper towels.
We wish we could help you with that.
Oh.
But unfortunately, we can't.
But tonight I'm wearing a black dress. Tonight I'm let's concentrate on my fancy night and not tomorrow when I'm, you know, shopping.
When you have your hair up in curlers and you're slaving.
Oh.
All right, well, have a good time tonight, and we'll talk to you next week.
Fantastic. I look forward to it.
All right, see you later, Christy.
Bye.
All right, there's Christy Harvey. It's 8:35, 35 minutes after the hour here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's move to open phones again at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. Let's get it on. Right now, John Turk gets it on with traffic.
That earlier accident northbound 25 at 23rd Avenue still affecting a little bit of traffic as we see brake lights all the way back to Alameda. Elsewhere on the freeways, traffic is easing but still dragging a bit in those spots like I-225 southbound at Parker Road, eastbound I-70 in the elevated, eastbound 6th Ave, and eastbound C-470 at Lucent Boulevard. In the tech center, traffic light malfunctions at Orchard and Bellevue and I-25. This causing delays on the on-ramps, particularly from Bellevue to northbound I-25. Wadsworth and 29th intersection still closed due to an earlier accident. And we're just getting reports of a surface street crash at Federal and Bates. That's by Loretta Heights College. Today's forecast, mostly sunny with some clouds developing this afternoon. High should be in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, even warmer. Could get to about 70 degrees. On Sunday, much cooler. Partly cloudy skies. A chance for a few snow flurries. Look out for highs near 40. Currently, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Visit the Free Diabetes Expo Saturday, March 1st at the Colorado Convention Center. Free health screenings, and much more.
Wow, great tan. Thanks. I'm using that new Jergens Natural Glow Express Moisturizer that gives you amazing color in only 3 days. So if I have, say, a soiree on Saturday, I start on Thursday.
Right.
Or if I want to look like I sailed in from St. Thomas by Friday, I start using it on Wednesday. You know, 3 days. Wednesday, Thursday.
I got it.
New Jergens Natural Glow Express Body Moisturizer starts working in just 1 day and in 3 gives natural looking color. For more information, visit 3daystoglow.com. Jergens, put your best skin out there.
Yeah, MSN money in the house. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yo, I'm a thousandaire. Did you get that vibe? A straight up roll with the thousandaire tribe. Got chips in the game. I'm no cub. Got a couple thou invested with my investment club. I buy real low. I sell real high. That's what MSN experts are telling me to try. Got solid advice on my 401. Okay. Also play like a player on the market all day. I grew my numbers, got a sweet refire. Yeah, feel my thunder. The power I got, I can't explain. Especially when I know I'm paying capital gains. I'm a thousandaire, yeah, did you get that vibe? I'm doubling what I'll be making 9 to 5. I check my stocks on MSN Money. Follow financial trends like a bear follows honey.
After the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny today, high 59. J. Marvin is your palace of public opinion. It's open phones 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is just fine with me, from politics to music to general griping, general celebrating, praising, having fun. Whatever. Let's do it. Tom in Golden. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you today?
I'm doing good, man.
Great, great. I wanted to kind of review the month of February real quick, if you don't mind here.
Sure, you can do anything you want.
I heard a lot of talk about New Hampshire being a big upset. California was a big upset. Seems like people forget that there were a lot of big upsets that Obama won. We only hear about New Hampshire. I mean, you remember before Colorado's caucus, they said Obama was up by 4 points. He won by 35 points. It happened in Minnesota. It happened in many states. Then after Super Tuesday, you had Washington. That's going to be close. Well, that was a blowout. Virginia, that's supposed to be close. That was a blowout. They're all blowouts. So what's going to make people think that Texas and Ohio are anything different?
Well, because if you want to believe the polls, Barack's behind in Ohio, but he's leading in Texas.
I mean, this is the same stuff we heard. Oh, it's going to be really close in Wisconsin. He won by 17 points. He's going to win by 20 points in Texas. He's going to win by 14 points in Ohio. And people are still going to not say anything about how the polls were wrong about Obama. They're only wrong if it's Hillary. Think about it. I mean, who talks about these big blowouts?
No, I think people questioned polling after Obama won those. I think people questioned polling. I question polling. A lot of us are quick, and I'm one of them, to point to polls. Well, polls say this, polls say that.
But do they really say?
I mean, do they really tell you? Are they really, really, really? How accurate are they?
Well, my point is they've been abysmally weak. I mean, if you go back to Colorado, the day before, they said Obama's up by 2 to 4 points. He wins by 35 points, and I don't remember anyone saying, wow, these polls are really wrong, these polls are really off. You know, it's only when Hillary, as you know, we still hear about California and New Hampshire. To this day, you'll hear that more than Colorado, Minnesota, Georgia, places where he blew her out of the water.
Well, so are you saying that Hillary's getting a break from the media?
I absolutely am. Thanks for picking up on that, because that is exactly what's going on.
I think it's just the opposite.
Well, Eugene Robinson wrote a post in the Washington Post called 0 for 10, and he theorized, what if the shoe was on the other foot and Obama was leading, or Clinton was leading in delegates, leading in the popular vote, leading in the state count? They'd be circling the wagon and say, get the hell out, rookie. You know?
Well, yeah, and Jonathan Alter wrote a column in Newsweek suggesting that Hillary Clinton should bow out. I disagree with that. I think she should stay in as long as it's mathematically possible. But I don't think that Obama is being treated any worse than Hillary. And I think in some cases you can make the case that she's being treated worse. And one of the reasons why she's being treated worse is because everybody assumed that her air of inevitability was going to hold up, and that everybody was going to vote for her, and that nobody had a chance against her, least of all Barack Obama, and it hasn't turned out that way. So now people are saying, well, wait a minute, what went wrong? How did this happen? And they're spending a lot of time analyzing her campaign, and also they're spending a lot of time trying to figure out why all of this happened and what went on. And they're coming up with some answers, but I don't think that she's getting a free ride and he's getting all the criticism. I think if anything, she's getting more than him, only because people are interested and people are puzzled and they're scratching their heads as to why she's sitting in this position.
Well, I think what they really still don't get is that Barack Obama is a phenomenon, unlike anything we've seen in our lifetime. And I'm going to tell you here what's going to happen. I told you on February 15th with David Sirota that she was going to bow out on March 5th. I still believe that.
Well, she may have to, but I'll tell you something. But I'll tell you something. When you say he's a phenomenon, you have to throw in these things too, though. Okay? The people around him,
absolutely,
were very, very smart. And the people around Hillary Clinton were not very smart. And here's why. Because the people around Barack Obama knew or we're prepared or we're ready for this thing to go beyond February the 5th. So they put money into organization and into ground troops, and the Clintons felt that they would have the thing knocked over by February the 5th. And so past February the 5th, in most cases, they had no plans. They had no ground troops. They had no infrastructure because they hadn't spent their money there and they hadn't planned for it. So he catches her off guard without proper planning. And now it comes back on her. And then plus on top of that, he's got the right message and she doesn't. And she can't find the right message. That's why you get a different Hillary every time, every day goes by. She's tried everything there is in the books to try to come up with a message that resonates with the public. And so far, she hasn't been able to do it.
She, you know, all Obama did was adopt Howard Dean's 50-state strategy and the Internet. He really took those two big components.
But his message was also correct too.
He also had the right message.
You know who else had the right message? Who was in the same position?
Who?
Ronald Reagan.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it. And it's going to be the same kind of blowout. I'm looking for a 50-state blowout, and here's why: because I have the ticket of all tickets. Al Gore is going to be vice president.
I disagree with you on that. He's not going to run. He's not going to run. Why would a guy who ran for president and technically won, why would he step up to the plate and then run for VP again?
Because he wants to be president, and that's the easiest road to the White House.
No.
This will wrap up 16 years of Democrats in the White House.
I don't think he wants to be president. I think he's happy with what he's doing. He's making lots of money. He's well-regarded. It's easy to sit on the sidelines and to take shots at people. And he doesn't have to go through all that hassle. And why would you want to go through all that hassle? He lost a heartbreaking election in 2000.
All the more reason why he wants to be president. He wants to be president. I mean, I don't know.
People close to him, though, say no.
Yeah, but I think he just didn't want to run against the Clintons. And you can see why he wouldn't have. Because it would have been the same nasty crap
to
him.
So if Barack Obama wins and...
Names Gore
and
has, the VP.
And he's not going to name Gore the VP. And if he...
Well,
and even if he did, if he won, Gore would have to wait 8 years.
That's the easiest way he can get the keys handed to him in 8 years. This will wrap up the Democratic White House for 16 years, guaranteed.
All right, I'll make you a bet he doesn't run.
All right, let's do lunch because I've been spot on here, man. I predicted Obama back.
Well, I don't think you're going to 50-state blowout either. I think that he's going to win Texas and she's going to win Ohio, but it won't be by much.
Oh, and this, the 50-state blowout I'm talking about in the general. You know, remember Reagan won 49 states? I think Obama can win 50 states. I really do.
Well, I hope he can.
Especially, you just let it sink in, listeners, Obama and Gore. If Gore's ego can handle it, I believe he wants to be president still. It's the easiest path to get back to the White House.
Not going
to
happen. You know, that's like all the people who said, oh, he's going to run. He's going to run, You'll see he'll run. I think it's going to be Al Gore.
Yeah, well,
Al Gore never showed up.
No one's talking about him as VP here, and I'm telling you,
why would you go do a job you've already done?
Because this time we can get it right, Jay. I mean, you don't understand, Obama is the phenomenon of phenomenons. I don't think you people are just not tuning in to the power of this man.
Oh, you know what? Let me tell you something. I'm definitely tuned into the power of this man. I definitely see where he's at. I definitely see what he's doing. I saw what he did in Illinois in his Senate race.
Oh, yeah, but you let Mary talk you out of it, and you were on Edwards and cried in your Wheaties after Iowa about Edwards, and I told you that.
Well, you know what? What is this cry in your Wheaties business?
I mean, I did it after Iowa. I was all excited about Obama.
Well, you know what? I mean, all right. I backed a candidate who didn't win. Big deal.
Well, I'm saying you're not aware of the phenomenon.
Don't tell me I'm not aware of the phenomenon. You know what? I've known about his existence longer than you have.
I know you have. That's all the more reason why I'm troubled that you're not getting it now, man. This guy is phenomenal.
I get it. He's got the right message and the right people around him to make it happen, and she has the wrong message with the wrong people, and that's why she's in the position she's in, and he's in the position he's in, and he had better planning than she had, and it has paid off for him, and that's why he is where he is. And he's not the first person to come along and be able to do this, and he won't be the last person to come along and be able to do it. He's a wonderfully smart, articulate guy who has a lot of talent and a lot of brains, but he's not ascended from heaven.
I know, but he is. It is Beatlemania.
It's not Beatlemania, and you're living a fantasy if you think that Al Gore is going to get involved.
All right, I mean, you watch. I mean, I'm telling you,
right.
I feel strongly
about
it.
Well, you'll have to call up and tell me that I was right and you were wrong.
I've got it on the podcast, baby.
All right, man.
Thanks, Jay. Have a great weekend, man.
You too. See ya.
Bye.
8:49, 49 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. If asked, he will not serve, but he will give us traffic. John Turk.
What does that mean? If asked, I will not serve.
Well, if he asked you to be vice president, would you go for it?
I mean, you would want me to be.
You got about as much chance as Al Gore.
Yeah, none.
That's right.
Right. Dealing with slow traffic at northbound I-25, beginning at Auraria Parkway, will take you all the way to 23rd, where we had an earlier accident. Really laid-back commute this morning. Improvements across the metro as we are near the speed limits on 225, I-70, 270, 6th Avenue, US 36, and C-470. Just one accident bogging things down here at Federal and Bates. This is just north of Hamden at the Federal Heights area. In the tech center, XL Energy still trying to fix that traffic light malfunction at Bellevue and I-25, which is backing things up on the on-ramps. Today's forecast, lots of sunshine, a few afternoon clouds, and a high of 61. Right now it's 40 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It can strike as early as age 50. 1 in 8 people over 65 have it. And last year, over 54,000 people in the U.S. died because...
Yo, it's my car now.com.
Check it out.
And I can't go wrong. No credit, no cash, no problem.
That's right.
Yeah, it's my car now.com.
Yo, it's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem. Because zero down delivers.
It's my car now.com.
The selection is sick, and with guaranteed credit approval, you can be driving today. What you waiting for?
It's my car now.com.
View on AM760.net.
The Mario Solis Marriage Show. Afternoons 4 to 7 on AM760. Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The problem with computers? I don't have a computer, and email seems to be the only way people communicate anymore, especially my grandkids. Then I found out that I didn't need a computer to receive emails and photos. All I needed was my regular phone line and the new Presto service with the HP printing mailbox. It's so easy. Take it out of the box, plug it into the phone jack, and presto, you're connected. You don't have to do a thing. Emails and photos from family and friends print out automatically. It's so easy, you have to see it for yourself. Presto will even send you information, absolutely free. Just call 1-800-600-1622. Now you can receive emails and photos from your friends and family without having an expensive, hard-to-use computer. All you need is your regular phone line, so pick up the phone. Call right now for your free information. The number is 1-800-600-1622. 1-800-600-1622. That's 1-800-600-1622.
8:51, 51 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And let's face it, buying a car is a huge hassle. Sure it is. I mean, you got all the paperwork. Then you find a car you like. Then you sit there and you wait. And you wait for the judgment. And you wait for the judgment. And it's like, oh, man. Why did I ever do this in the first place? Well, Rocky's Autos, that's not going to happen. Because at Rocky's Autos, you can go online at rockysautos.com and pre-qualify for a car loan. Then get down there and look at the huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles with more coming all the time. Bring your trade. They want to see your trade. And matching down. Their matching down incentive is back. Gasoline, rumored to go to $4 a gallon. Good time to get to Rockies. Get a Volkswagen, a Saab, a Honda, a Toyota, a Nissan, Ford, or a Chevy. Boy, they got all kinds of cars out there, from luxury to economy to exotic, and over 100 people to take care of you as well. Rockies Autos, they're open tonight until 8. That's because they're open every Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. I'll see you out there this afternoon, because I usually go out to Rockies weekly, and I'll be out there this afternoon after 1 o'clock. Drop by, say hello, Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Is your credit rating low? Embarrassed you don't have a credit card? Or a checking account? Lost your job?
Not fair, is it? Sometimes you just need another chance. Well, with the Bank Freedom prepaid MasterCard card, you get another chance because everyone is qualified. No job, no credit, no problem. In fact, we don't even check your credit rating. All you need is a valid ID. So log on to 6mycard.com. That's the number 6mycard.com. You can use it to pay your expenses, and it's so much safer than carrying cash. Just provide a valid ID and you are guaranteed a card. It sounds unbelievable, but if you've ruined your credit rating, don't have a job, don't even have a bank account, you still qualify. Just log on to 6mycard.com. We'll even waive the activation fee. That's 6mycard.com. The number 6mycard.com.
The Bank Freedom MasterCard is issued by MetaBank. Guaranteed approval and card issuance subject to verification of ID.
Okay, so let's start with this. What's the name? Q-tip.
John, you don't even know where El Segundo is. I sure do. Where is it?
Suburb of L.A.
North or south?
I believe it's south and west. Am I correct?
Yes. You're close.
El Segundo was where Sanford and Son was filmed, wasn't it? Or was that
No, that was South Central Los Angeles. El Segundo's where all the aircraft plants used to be. Every time I hear this, I want to get a car with, I want to get a lowrider with those shocks. Those,
and the dingleberries.
The pneumatic shocks that make your car jump. 8:55, 5 minutes away from 9 a.m., 7:60, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Hi today, 60. All right, let's go to the phones. And we go to Cindy in Lyons. Cindy, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. This is Cindy.
Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, you too.
Thanks. Hey, I'd like to speak to the perceived press bias regarding the presidential candidates.
Mm-hmm.
I've been following the elections fairly close. I'm a delegate for the 4th Congressional District this year. And I seem to hear on the press candid reporting about the negatives that Hillary's bringing forward, her actions, her words. They're simply saying what's happening, and I don't think that they're spinning it. And then the other thing that I'm kind of curious about is her campaign supposedly ran out of gas after February 5th because they suspected they'd have the nomination wrapped up. But weren't they thinking ahead? I mean, she'd need to have money to go forward and to start competing against the Republican nominee. So I just don't understand.
No, I don't think she was. I think that she was. She might have been thinking ahead to November, but I don't think she was thinking ahead past February the 5th, and that's where she got into trouble. Then the other thing is, it's very hard not to write about her when you get the many faces of Sybil out of her, where she's this way one day and that way the next and this way, and because she's trying everything underneath the sun and can't get a rhythm and can't get a cohesive message that everybody likes and adheres to, whereas Barack Obama has got the right message at the right time and sticks with it and stays with it continuously, and she's just putting out the wrong message.
Oh, absolutely. I think that's a quality that you look for in a president, is the ability to be forward-thinking and to have optimal plans at work. So maybe that's a trait that she is missing.
Well, she keeps wanting to go back to the past by talking about her 35 years, and McCain does exactly the same thing, and Obama's sitting here saying, all right, let's turn a page on all that, and let's move into a different situation. And apparently what's ended up happening here is the voters are buying it.
Well, I hope so, Jay. I really hope so. I like what Obama brings, and I'm dissatisfied with what Hillary's bringing forward. So anyway, I just wanted to put my 2 cents out there.
Well, you and I agree, because I'm backing Obama as well. Thanks, Cindy. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Open phones will continue into the 9 o'clock hour. We'll get it on. So Call now, 303-713-7600. Line up to make sure your voice is heard.
The CBS World News Roundup.
I'm Charles Gross.
Today on Face the Nation,
special CBS News presentation.
The latest CBS podcasts are available on AM760.net. Stay informed with AM760, Colorado's progressive talk.
Repair, Ellie Replace.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass. Now together to serve you better.
You know, if your windshield has a chip, it's easy to say it can wait. Problem is, a chip is like a time bomb. It's 1,000 microcracks just waiting to spread. Take my last customer. He spotted a chip in his windshield weeks ago. He ignored it. Then yesterday, what was bound to happen, did. He went over a speed bump. The vibration shot up to the chip, and crack, it spread. Elite Safelite had to replace the whole windshield. He was happy with the result, of course, but he could have avoided all that hassle and expense. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, we're usually able to repair it in just a half an hour by injecting our special resin without even removing the windshield. A repair is lots cheaper than a replacement. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Windshield chipped or cracked? Call Elite Safelite Auto Glass at 303-287-5000 or go to safelite.com.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Here's to a year of progress. Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. It's yet one more sign the economy's in trouble. The Commerce Department says consumer spending from December to January remained essentially flat. Economist Joseph Lavornia says that worries him.
Numbers on the surface look okay, meaning they're decent for the economy, but after we inflation adjust the data, the figures actually look quite soft.
Oil prices are going through the roof. Gasoline prices could hit $4 a gallon in the coming months. The cost of everything seems to be going up, and that includes a carryout favorite. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
We're talking pizza, Nick. On top of last year's rise in cheese prices, now wheat used in crusts is way up. At the Buddy's pizza chain in Detroit, Wes Pakula says customers may have to dig deeper.
Right now we're evaluating if, you know, we can continue to stay at this level or if some adjustments need to be made.
Stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut.
With Pizza Hut and some others hiked the price of a cheese-only pizza last year, a few were lucky enough to buy most of their 2008 wheat supply before the price jumped. Nick?
There is word from Tallahassee this morning that the state of Florida has reached an agreement with AT&T to pay restitution in the millions of dollars to customers hit with charges for what they thought were free ringtones. Other wireless companies have encountered similar complaints around the country over ringtone services, which get billed to wireless customers. Verizon's John Johnson says his company will make good.
There was castor beans located within the apartment and a glass container.
If you believe that you've been charged in error or that you didn't subscribe, we'll credit that charge.
Las Vegas police don't think there is a link to terrorism, but they're investigating what may be a deadly toxin in a motel room. Police Captain Joseph Lombardo says preliminary tests and the evidence that was found indicate that someone had processed castor beans into ricin.
There was castor beans located within the apartment and a glass container containing, we know now it's a ricin powder.
As little ricin as the amount that would fit on the head of a pin is enough to kill a person. Authorities in Georgia have charged a 17-year-old with murder in the deaths of his mother, who was a sheriff's deputy, and his two sisters. CBS's Pete Combs reports the authorities found the three victims at their home last night.
So far, Gwinnett County police aren't saying very much about why they've decided to charge the 17-year-old son in this case. But they say they did have Anthony Terrell in custody shortly after the shooting. They say he drove up to the scene while they were there trying to figure out what had gone on.
Well, Prince Harry's 10-week deployment on the front lines of Afghanistan's come to an abrupt end. The British Defense Ministry's decided to pull Harry from combat after word of the deployment leaked in the media. British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says the country will be proud of Harry's outstanding service. Checking stocks way down today, the Dow is off 217 points. This is CBS News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
When are we going to redo the kitchen?
Oh, someday.
Funny. I'm looking at the calendar. I'm seeing a Monday, Tuesday,
right.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no someday.
Wait a minute. Are you sure?
Update today at the end-of-season decor event and get 10 to 50% off select decor items throughout the store. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 12th in U.S. only. Quantities and products may vary. See store for details.
Jackson, go tell Brinkman to speed things up on the job site.
That's a long way, boss, but I'm on my way. Message delivered, sir.
One more thing. Run back and tell him to...
We really need Nextel Direct Connect. Oh, I think I pulled a hammy.
Connect at the touch of a button with Nextel Direct Connect from Sprint. Get the rugged new i570 by Motorola. Just $69.99 for your business accounts. Visit Sprint.com/Nextel or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Sprint, ends 4-1908. Excludes taxes. Subject to two-year agreement. Up to $36 activation, $200 early termination fees. Credit approval and deposit. Available corporate liable activations and eligible upgrades only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
I'm John M. with your AM 760 local news update. Talk about politics making for strange bedfellows. Two Colorado congressmen now reaching across the aisle to help resolve a government turf battle over just who's responsible for fixing up the mess at the Leadville Mine drainage tunnel. Democrat Mark Udall says the problem is that the EPA and the Bureau of Reclamation have been bickering over it.
We not only have a physical blockage with the tunnel, we have a legal blockage, and the bill that we've introduced will clarify that.
That new measure, co-sponsored by Udall and Springs Republican Doug Lamborn, makes the Bureau of Reclamation responsible for draining the 1 billion gallons of water trapped behind a collapse in that tunnel. It could spell disaster for Leadville. News out of Denver Police Headquarters concerning that infant found dead outside a Denver hospital Tuesday night.
The mother of the baby has been in contact with the Denver Police Department and is cooperating in the investigation.
No word yet of charges will be filed against the mother. The cause of the infant's death still hasn't been determined. And the University of Colorado has gotten a record 23,000 applications from students who want to enroll as freshmen in the fall. That's about 16% more than they got by this time last year. Applications up for both in-state and out-of-state students. CU's admissions director says the target size for the freshman class is 5,600, about 50 more than last year. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
I-25 is busy in both directions between the tech center and downtown. That drive's only going to take you about 15 minutes, but it is a little more crowded than usual for this time of day. There's some leftover slowing, which isn't too bad on I-70 past the dog food plant, as well as on the turnpike near Sheridan. Those Denver-bound lanes are going to see speeds in the 40s and 50s. Brakes loose looks better once you get to Church Ranch. Watch for some problems in the tech center as the traffic light.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-433-5915.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-433-5915. 1-800-433-5915. That's 1-800-433-5915.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-335-1958. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-335-1958. That's 1-800-335-1958.
Did you know that most credit counselors are working for the credit card companies? It's true. They're practically collection agencies themselves. Don't turn over your financial future to them.
because I've got a system that can eliminate your debt once and for all. To prove it, I'll send you a powerful free tape today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, using just the money you already make. No credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Don't hand over your future to credit counselors. Call now and I'll rush you my free tape today. Call 1-800-881-8696. For your free tape, call 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
J. Marvin in the morning on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Convict people, it seems like it's just becoming more and more profitable to put a lot of people in prison.
Yeah, privatization of prisons is a big growth issue.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. It's, you know, once again, it's disgusting. Prisons should not be run by private companies. It should be run by the state because there shouldn't be profit in incarceration.
Exactly. It creates a motivation there that I don't think is healthy for the society.
I agree. I agree. And I don't understand, I've never understood, why we don't put more concentration on rehabilitation.
Yeah, I'm right with you on that. And then one last real quick point is the other day I heard you talking about the Internet Independence Act.
Right, neutrality.
Yes, and I've been I teach at one of the community colleges in the area. I teach a class on music business and law, and I've been telling all my students because I have a lot of students who they're aspiring musicians. They're wanting to get out there and they're wanting to get their stuff, and the Internet has made independent musicians has given them an opportunity that they haven't had in any other time. And I've been saying, look, if you want to preserve that, if you want to have your shot at getting an audience and getting your music out there, you need to get behind this act.
Yeah, you're 100% right. You're 100% right, and they should, and everybody should.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, thanks a lot for letting me spout off there.
No problem, man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
303-713-7600, Georgia, in Conifer. Georgia, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hi, Jay. A little earlier you were talking about the rebate that we're getting, and I wanted to remind everybody that you don't get a free lunch. We have to pay all that back next year.
Hmm.
Just check with your accountant.
Well, that's having to pay that back, though, is to me, that's wrong. I mean, because what that does is that defeats the whole purpose of it.
Oh, yeah, but we do. Just check with your accountant.
So you got to declare that as income.
No, it's not income. You have to pay it back dollar for dollar. It's not added to your income this year. It is a rebate on this year's taxes or next year's taxes or whatever, and you have to pay it back just like we did. What, 4 or 5 years ago when we got that $300 rebate, we had to pay every cent of it back the next year.
Well, that's stupid.
I know it's stupid. But, you know, hey, I guess they figure that we're stupid or something, that we would fall for something like this.
Well, I think what they're counting on and what they always count on and what most and they don't even have to count on it because this is the way the world works. I mean, this is the way it works in the United States anyway. Most people do not read what's going on, and they particularly don't read it if they don't think it applies to them.
Yeah.
And so that's the problem. Most people never get a really good look at what the legislation is, even though there are newspapers in this country, like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and others, that break that information down. Most people don't check it out because they figure, well, why should I know that? It doesn't apply to me.
Well, and I think one of the other reasons why they haven't emphasized this, that we have to pay every cent of it back next year, is that they want us to spend that money instead of sticking in a bank account so that we won't have to we won't get caught with it, you know, having to pay it.
Well, that's exactly what they want you to do. They want you to spend it because they want you to drop it into the economy.
Right.
Which makes me ask this question. How does that help out people who owe money?
It doesn't. It doesn't. It actually feeds what the whole problem is, as far as our economy goes. We overspend. I mean, hey, the government overspends.
Yeah, in other words, I don't see how $600 is going to make that big of a difference.
No, I don't either, but they think so.
Well, it's kind of like a gesture. It's kind of like, well, we care about you, so here, when in reality, how much windfall profit tax, say, for instance, do the oil companies make?
Oh, yeah, right.
Now we're talking about some big bucks.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, Georgia, thank you for the information.
Uh-huh.
Okay, see ya.
Bye.
Let's go to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Good.
I definitely need to hear one of these candidates come out strongly against the privatization of our military, and I haven't heard that yet. We need to get these mercenaries out of Iraq, and we need to outlaw it, and that needs to be the end of it. And I haven't heard either one of them make a strong statement against what we're doing over there right now.
Well, probably the reason that they don't make a statement about it is because they don't get asked about it.
Okay. Man, you would think as big of an issue as it is, we would hear something. What is their stance on that? Have you heard?
No, because I never heard anybody ask them. And let me tell you something. I would think that a big issue would be Telecom 96 and media conglomeration. And the only person I've ever heard talk about it is Barack Obama. I've never heard anything out of Hillary Clinton or anybody else. And even when you had all those candidates up there, I've never heard any of them say anything about it. Except maybe Dennis Kucinich has.
Yes, he definitely has.
So, once again, but when they get in front of people like Brian Williams and Tim Russert and Chris Matthews and all these folks, they don't ever ask these questions. They never ask these questions. And if you don't get asked, you're not going to answer.
Right, right. Now, I do believe I read an article yesterday online, and I'm not sure if it was the New York Times or BBC. And I do believe Obama is guilty of dodging that question in this article that I read. Unfortunately, I can't point you right to where that was going on. So,
what was the question they asked him?
I think the question was how he feels about Blackwater and other entities being involved in American military operations.
My opinion would be that he probably would answer that he wants all of it out.
Right, and I definitely didn't get that from this article. So.
And but you can't turn around and outlaw Blackwater. That you can't do that because you can't turn around and outlaw a company. You can bust them for doing wrong, but you can't legislate them out of existence.
But we are the government is who is paying these contracts to Blackwater, so. I think he needs to assure us that those contracts will be dissolved from our government.
That's right. You can propose that stuff be dissolved. You can propose that we cut off the money part of it, but you can't turn around and outlaw them. And, I'm relatively sure that if both candidates were asked that question in a public debate or in a public forum, I'm almost sure that they would both say no, that they should get out.
Well, that's reassuring. So hopefully that is the case.
Because how are they going to stay there if we move, if we get out? How are they going to survive?
What, the private entities?
Yeah, they're going to have to leave too.
And they sign private contracts with the Iraqi government. I mean, they could always...
I don't know, man. I don't think many of those folks are going to stick around for any reason because they know what's going to happen.
Yeah, well, let's hope not. To go back two callers ago when you got back on the prison system, the private prison system is the new slavery in this country, and they are profiting hugely off of these incarcerated individuals from our country, and that's why that's why it's such a powerful lobby and institution right now.
Well, so, you know what? It's got to stop.
It does. Absolutely.
I'm with you, man.
So, thanks, Jay.
Hey, have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. 818, 18 minutes after 8 here. One line open at 303-713-7600. Open phones. Anything you want to talk about. And let's go to John Turk with traffic.
Speed's in pretty good shape now as the Friday commute coming to an end. Looking at just a couple areas where there are speeds are a little bit below the limit. Southbound I-25 at 104th. Seeing speeds there in the 40s. In Aurora, 225, just a little bit sluggish. Northbound at Alameda and southbound beginning at Iliff. Got people tapping their brakes after Evans on southbound I-25. A disabled vehicle sitting on the left-hand shoulder once you get near Hamden. Traffic lights still malfunctioning in the tech center at Bellevue and I-25. This affecting mostly just on-ramp traffic. Today's forecast mostly sunny with some clouds developing this afternoon. High should be in the lower 60s. Tomorrow even warmer, could reach around 70. And on Sunday, cooler, partly cloudy skies.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
When are we going to redo the kitchen?
Oh, someday.
Funny. I'm looking at the calendar. I'm seeing a Monday,
yep.
Tuesday,
right.
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's no someday.
Wait a minute, are you sure?
Update today at the end-of-season decor event and get 10 to 50% off select decor items throughout the store. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid through March 12th in U.S. only. Quantities and products may vary. See store for details.
Breaking news from our special agent, Aaron Esurance. Proceed, special agent.
Overpriced auto insurance is at it again.
What does overpriced auto insurance do, special agent?
It makes people pay more for 24/7 customer service and claims reporting.
Is everyone affected?
No, not the thousands of drivers who switch to Esurance every week. They're just fine.
That's because Esurance makes auto insurance easy.
That's right. You can get help anytime you need it, online or on the phone.
How will this battle end?
Fortunately, many drivers know that Esurance is the cure for overpriced auto insurance. That's why Esurance is one of the fastest growing auto insurance companies in America. That's right. I said Esurance. Take that.
Stop overpriced auto insurance from draining your spending power.
Join the fight to save yourselves hundreds on auto insurance.
Make it your mission to get a fast, free quote from esurance.com today.
Not available in all states.
From discomfort, and you can eat what you want when you want.
And Barrett's Dental offers extended payment plans to help you afford what you need.
See Dr. B for free computer smile imaging session and a consultation. You'll be shocked.
Spell it, brother.
B-A-R-O-T-Z. My dentist. Eat those apples and carrots. 303-595-4994 or barrettsdental.com.
Investigation underway in student loan scandal.
Probe targets college financial aid kickback.
School loan corruption widespread. Three top financial aid chiefs suspended.
Shady practices taint college loan business.
University rated lenders by PERS. Lenders ply aid officials at school with free stuff.
Official says student loan abuses rampant.
Student lending has been making the news lately, and for all the wrong reasons. But at My Rich Uncle, we've stayed conflict-free. That's because we've always focused on the student and bring our loans directly to you, not through financial aid offices. You get better rates as a result. Borrow up to the full cost of education and make no payments until 6 months after graduation. Apply now to secure your My Rich Uncle private loan. You can get approved in as little as 15 minutes. Visit MyRichUncle.com and apply today. That's MyRichUncle.com. My Rich Uncle is a national provider of federal and private loans. Maximize your lowest cost loans first and always borrow wisely.
Take a listen. The Mile High City with cars honking or the Mile Deep Grand Canyon with creeks flowing. Do tomorrow different in Arizona. Whitewater rafting, once-in-a-lifetime hikes in one of the seven wonders of the world, the Grand Canyon. For a free packet, visit denver2az.com.
Drug references. That song is drug references. 9:22, 22 minutes after 9 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Sunny, high today, 59. Somewhere Mason Tavert is freaking out. All right, it's 303-713-7600. Open phones. Anything that you want to talk about? Let me go to Bill in Fort Collins. Bill, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey.
Hey, Bill.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing good.
This is your friendly conservative up here in Fort Collins. I want to just mention four things real quick.
Sure.
In no particular order. I believe Barack Obama has been less than forthcoming in, you know, describing what he would do, where he would, you know, send to presidency. And interestingly enough, some of my liberal friends up here in Fort Collins also agree. So it's not just me or conservatives that think that he's been vague regarding some of his plans.
Well, what plans? Can you point those out?
Well, you and I talked yesterday about, you know, his high-level, you know, entourages that he would assemble to speak with Ahmadinejad and Kim Jong-il. But we can disagree on that. Let me just mention three other things, because I know other people want to talk, and hopefully this will precipitate some discussion. The prison situation, I've conducted prison ministry, and I've also lived in New Mexico. And so the prison ministry situation, anybody that's ever done that and worked in prisons can realizes that these for-profit prisons are not the bane that you make them out to be. They are not. It's not a heinous situation. And the fact is, most of these prisoners are in prison because they haven't accepted responsibility for their actions. If we were to correct the recidivism in the prisons, we would greatly improve the prison population profile. But in working with these guys, I can tell you that doggone few of them actually think that they're responsible for their actions. It's essentially the devil made them do it. And the reason the prison population is becoming privatized is because they can do it cheaper than the government. And inside the prisons, if you've never been in one, if you've never worked in one, then I really think that criticizing from afar is not appropriate, because they are respectable organizations. They function efficiently. And the guys that I worked with didn't have any complaints against the guards, other than the guards wouldn't let them do everything they wanted to do. The third thing is Bill Richardson. I mentioned I lived in New Mexico for a while, and I can tell you he is a terrible governor. The state is last or dead last in so many indices, it's not even funny. You know, the Spanish mafia runs the state, and Bill Richardson...
Hang on a second. Now, hang on. Now, come on.
That's true.
I've lived there. The Spanish mafia runs the state?
Well, that's a euphemism for me saying that the private interests, the interests that have been embedded in New Mexico for eons, are going to continue to run the state. There is no determination to really bring industry into the state. There is no determination to improve the educational system. There is no determination to improve the healthcare system. They can't even count their vote. Every single election for the last three elections, including the two national elections, New Mexico has always had a problem counting votes, and many voters have been disenfranchised in New Mexico in spite of what Richardson says, because they can't count their votes. And that's just
When I voted there, I never had that happen to me.
Well, you did. Just look at the results of the last election. Look at the results of the primary that they had. It took them 3 weeks to figure out how to count the votes. I mean, that was in the news down there. And so it's really an...
Well, okay, let's say you're right about that.
One final thing regarding Richardson. He was, granted, he was energy secretary, but he was energy secretary when everything was going on at Los Alamos. And Win Ho Lee and, you know, the lax enforcement of security standards at Los Alamos, it was on his watch under Bill Clinton when all that happened, when those breaches of security took place, and nobody's been asking any Kim about that at all.
Okay,
so
first of all...
Richard, go ahead.
All right, first of all, on the subject of Win Ho Lee...
Yep.
Now, you correct me if I'm wrong. Was he found innocent?
Pardon me, was he what?
Was he found innocent?
He was found not guilty.
But that's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Oh, it's not?
No, not innocent. Not guilty is not the same as innocent.
Okay,
innocent,
he went to trial. He went to trial, and through the American judicial process, he was found not guilty. Would that make you feel better?
Well, I think he was. Yeah, he was found not guilty.
Okay, all right, would you concede that point? Okay. Now let's talk about the other things.
Well, you have to go find out why he was found not guilty. There were missing tapes that couldn't be accounted for.
Well, it doesn't make any difference.
Disappeared.
Well, it doesn't. Look, you can make all of those charges, but the fact is.
That's why he was found
The fact is, he was found not guilty.
Right, but that doesn't mean he was innocent. Missing evidence.
Well, you can make all of these charges, but how do you determine in American society, how do you determine whether somebody's innocent or guilty?
Well, when you have all the evidence...
I mean, if you don't like the outcome of a trial, does that indicate that the person, that you're not going to accept the verdict?
No, it's not that I don't like the outcome of the trial. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that when a trial is conducted and evidence is missing, evidence that would directly impinge on the outcome or the guilt or innocence of the party, that person, granted, was found not guilty. But absent that evidence, you can't say
clearly
the person's innocent.
Clearly, the government could not make their case. And
absolutely.
Under the American judicial system, his name and his record is cleared because he was found innocent of the crimes he was charged of. That's number one. Number two.
He's found not guilty. Not innocent.
You know, we've got to split hairs here. You want to go look the word up, innocent, and the phrase not guilty, and go look them up. Okay, number two. If the state of New Mexico has problems.
They do have problems.
Well, every state has problems. Do you
not
think...
Not like New Mexico, they don't.
Oh, really? You've lived in every state in this union?
No, but I've unfortunately have spent 10 years in New Mexico, and I can tell you what the problems are.
Well, I spent time in New Mexico there, too, but I also spent time in other states in which there were massive problems. I'll give you an example of one. How about Illinois?
Well,
where's the former governor of Illinois now?
Probably in prison.
Yeah, that's right. He's in jail.
Yep.
And the current governor is being investigated.
Well, where's Barack Obama from, by the way?
He's
Illinois.
From Illinois. Yeah, but what difference does that make? Does that reflect off on him? What's he been charged with?
What's the relevance of the leaders being incarcerated?
Because my point is that in every state in this union, you've got trouble, and the governor is not solely responsible for the problems that take place inside the state. I'm not.
Well, is Bush responsible for the problems that plague America with the loan situation and the high energy costs? I mean, if you're not going to say Richards is responsible for New Mexico, then Bush isn't responsible for America.
Well, I don't think Bush
can't
is.
Have it both ways.
I don't think Bush is.
As a matter of fact, I think if in state,
well, you know,
situation,
I can't talk. So.
No, go ahead. You can talk. I'll let you talk. But I just think that you ought to, if you're going to draw a parallel, you need to extend that all the way. And not.
Well, I could extend things if you give me a chance.
But
if you're not going to give me a chance, I mean, there's no point.
Well, there's one more point I want to make.
Yeah, naturally. Okay.
No, it's a different subject. It has to do with the oil companies. And I know that that's, you know, a very large target and almost an immovable target for many people. But there are some things that people do consider about oil companies. And I don't work in the oil business, and I don't own stock in an oil company. But I do know one thing. About 80% of the profits for large oil companies come from the world sale of their product to the world other than the United States. And secondly, economics 101 would teach anybody, whether you're liberal or conservative, doesn't make any difference, that when you tax that which you seek to limit, you don't tax that which you seek to expand. And right now, unfortunately, due to mismanagement, misguided efforts on the part of many, many administrations, we have unhealthy is a generous way to describe our dependence upon foreign oil. The only way we're going to extricate ourselves from that is to obviously have a focused effort on alternative energy. But in the meantime, because it's not going to happen tomorrow, we need to have a greater supply of energy domestically, which means we need to drill it. There are only so many straws in this planet that are pumping oil out of the ground, and they are full. There's only so many refineries, and they are operating at capacity. And finally, in California alone, there are like 300 different formulas for gasoline, which creates a problem for supply. So there are a lot of issues behind the scene that impact energy price, and it's not something which a President Obama or President Clinton or President Bush or any president heretofore or in the future is going to be able to snap their fingers and fix. It's driven by economics, impacted by public policy, and that public policy has been so skewed in the favor of avoiding the investment required in an alternative energy by every administration that we now find ourselves in this situation. That's my final point. I'll get off the phone and let you talk. I want to hear your comments. And I really don't want to argue with you, but I would appreciate the chance to, express myself and really do enjoy listening to your program.
Well, the only thing I can say to you is this. You talked an awful long time. There are some people that no matter what you say, they're not going to accept it. And I decided a long time ago that I'm going to do my best to do two things. One, not lose my temper, which I used to do a lot of. And the other thing is not to argue with people who are not, and I don't mean this as an insult, I mean it as truth, who are not programmed to receive any kind of viewpoint other than their own. So you're more than welcome to call here anytime, say anything you want, but I judge it as being a useless dialogue because if I try to get a point in, I can't, and you're, even if I did give say something to you, you wouldn't accept it. So,
That's not true.
No, it is true. So, listen, all I got to do is take the call and play it back. I mean, so I just, you know, it's like, hey, Bill, I hope you have a great weekend. And,
thank you.
Know, there's room for everybody. And, you know, thanks.
You're welcome.
Okay. 9:34, 34 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Mr. Turk and traffic.
A little slow for you westbound travelers on the Boulder Turnpike. This from Sheridan to Wadsworth. No accidents, just a little higher volume than normal, but really nothing to complain about right now in the metro in and around the city. I-70 might see more traffic today as people are heading to the hills for what should be a nice sunny ski weekend. We do have some police activity going on westbound I-70 near Empire. People definitely slowing down to take a look at this. Today's forecast, lots of sunshine, a few afternoon clouds, and a high of 61. Looks like it is going to be a great day. Right now it's 43 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Take a listen. The Mile High City with cars honking or the Mile Deep Grand Canyon with creeks blowing. Do tomorrow different in Arizona.
It's time for a little breathing room. Ladies and gentlemen, stop your engines. It's a strange thing for an auto insurance company to say. But every year, the average commuter creates a 3.4-ton cloud of carbon dioxide. There are some easy choices you can make to reduce your own emissions. Find out how with the eSurance Live Impact Calculator. You can measure your CO2 output and discover simple ways to reduce it. So we hear this, rather than this. eSurance is proud to be an official partner of the SOS Movement for a Climate in Crisis. Take a look at the eSurance Live Impact Calculator. Visit eSurance.com/SOS. The road to change starts here. eSurance Online Auto Insurance.
Rockies has got a huge selection of clean, late model, previously owned vehicles. I mean, they got everything you can think of. And with gas going up to about $4 a gallon, at least they say that's where it's heading. Maybe you want to get yourself something that's a little bit more economical on the gas mileage. And they've got Volkswagens and Saabs and Hondas and Toyotas and Nissans and Fords and Chevys and Dodge. And the list just goes on and on from economy all the way to luxury and exotic. Their matching down is back. And also, they want to look at your trade. Plus, they're getting new inventory all the time. Great weekend to shop at Rockies. Just to get out there, they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. until 8 p.m., and I'll be out there today after 1 o'clock, so maybe I'll run into you. Rockies Autos, check them out online, rockiesautos.com. You can pre-qualify for a car loan. No better place to buy a vehicle than Rockies Autos. So if your car is getting into your pocket, and it's getting in your pocket way too much, then check out the best buck, bang for your auto buck, Rockies at 63rd and Federal.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Let AutoZone help you keep your car on the road with great deals on routine maintenance. Now at AutoZone, when you get 5 quarts of Quaker State conventional motor oil and an STP oil filter for just $11.99, supersize that deal and get $2 off an air filter. It's a deal you don't want to miss. Some restrictions apply. See store for details. When it comes to helping you save a buck and extending the life of your engine, count on AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Flying from Denver to San Diego? Southwest Airlines can get you to San Diego nonstop starting April 4th. Just another example of how Southwest Airlines is taking you places nonstop. Visit southwest.com today.
You are now free to move about the country.
Join me, David Harper, every Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon on AM 760 for Money Matters Talk Radio Network with Dave and Coke.
That's me.
Our phone number is 800-456-0761. Give us a call anytime and listen in to Money Matters Talk Radio Network.
Jane's Addiction. Could almost get into be 60. 9:38, 30 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I just want to say to Rich in Fort Collins or wherever the hell they call from. I can't remember. Fort whatever. No, what happened to the United States of America under Bush's watch is not all George Bush's fault. It's also the fault of the Republican-controlled GOP, which failed to use or failed to live up to its responsibility of oversight. And I would have gotten that out had you given me a chance. But you didn't give me one. Rich in Littleton. Rich, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Love your show. I've listened to you many years now in Denver from the other station over to this one.
Oh, thanks.
You are really on the money.
Well, thank you.
I've got a couple of quick points. One is kind of off the wall. The other is in relationship to what you were talking about earlier concerning the whole concept of experience versus this Obama kind of movement thing. Experience being, of course, Hillary. I honestly feel I'm lower middle class. I had a full-time job that was shipped overseas. 7 years ago, my standard of living has gone way down, and my wife had to go to work for us to keep our home, et cetera, et cetera. And I honestly believe that there are so many people out there, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, everybody, that have found themselves in a lower standard of living, and they look around them and they see these companies making these billions of dollars and this weird administration with all of its BS and its all of the problems associated with the scandals and so forth. And people want hope. They don't care about experience. They want a new beginning. And that's really how I feel about it, because that's what everybody that I talk to seems to come up with. And I do think it's far more important for the electorate to have hope than to, you know, coast along with this kind of, I don't know what you call it, malaise, I don't know. But that's certainly my feeling about the election. I am going to vote for Barack Obama because not only I am a Democrat, now if Hillary gets in, I'll vote for her. But I'm really pushing for Mr. Obama because I honestly think that he's offering us something that we haven't had since Kennedy, and that is a real kind of inspiring hope.
I think she'd make a wonderful candidate too.
I agree, but
I'm leaning. No, I'm not leaning. I support Barack Obama. I'll tell you something. You know what? I'm just tired of the Clintons and the Bushes.
Well, I'm definitely tired of the Bushes. They're insane. I can't believe what comes out of that. And what has come out of that presidency. I have another thing that I wanted to run by you, and the gentleman that I spoke to when I first called said it probably would be better to email you on this, but I just wanted to throw it out here in case anybody else had heard this. Last night late on 760 AM, and I'm certain it was after Alan Combs. I don't know who was on, but I was kind of drifting out in and out of sleep, but I heard this, and I woke up and listened to it. This caller called in and said that he had information and he wanted to explain that there was an organization that was set up through the FBI called InterGuard. And this organization, government organization, is kind of one of these skunkwork things that if the president ever had to declare martial law, that the individuals who are running these big corporations and businesses in the United States would and have been contacted by InterGuard and given the responsibility, if we ever do have martial law, that they can carry guns and, quote, protect their businesses and themselves, which I don't know whether that has any, you know, basis in reality. I've never heard of it before, but I have heard and know about the fact that Bush can declare martial law now under that crazy Patriot Act deal. So do you know anything about this?
No, I haven't, but I'll look into it.
It's called InterGuard. And they said it was available on the internet, but I don't have my computer running right now. They gave it as www.interguard.net. So,
all right, well, we'll go check it out and see what we can find out.
All right, well, and one final thing. That gentleman from Fort Collins,
mm-hmm.
He's a classic example of the way the Republican mentality works, I think.
Well,
he doesn't allow.
I think he's a good guy. He just doesn't allow for much room for any kind of exchange. I mean, you just got to kind of sit there and listen to him.
And I think that many Republicans feel that their way is right, and they don't have to listen to anybody else. I hate to say that, but many Republicans I've known are great people, but so many of them are so closed-minded. So,
well, people on the left though can be that way too.
True, it's a big world, and you keep the good work up.
All right, pal. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, and I may come out this afternoon. I'm looking for a Toyota, so.
All right. Well, if you do, I'll see you out there.
All right, guy. Thanks.
All right. See you later. Let's go to Greg. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh, hey, that lady that called in earlier about the rebate.
Yep.
I want to give a little bit of clarification on that. I'm not an expert on it. It's just something I read on the internet when they were first got passed. And that is, we do have to pay it back if you receive a refund each year on your taxes.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to pay back whatever portion of the refund you receive next year. You pay that portion back. So like if you get $1,200 and you know from the rebate for you and your wife, and then you get a $700 refund next year, you're not going to get a refund. But if you get an $1,800 refund next year, you'll get $600 of it. If you don't get any kind of refund, and you actually pay taxes each year, then you don't have to pay any of it back. It's just an incentive, like it's called. So
I think the whole thing is a joke.
Yeah, it really is. I call it the Vote Republican plan, but I mean Vote Republican rebate. But since Bush is the one that's out there trumpeting it so much, even though the Congress, of course, is the one that approved it and everything.
I mean, do you think $600 is going to affect somebody who's facing a home foreclosure?
No, but it'll get more people into Walmart, so, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, you know, the Walmart, the Chinese Economic Embassy.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah. It's business as usual. One other thing I wanted to say is between Brock and Hillary, I hope one of them steps down after next week, because they need to start focusing their efforts towards McCain instead of towards each other. I hate this. McCain's out there getting all sorts of ground on him. And, I mean, McCain used to be, 6 months ago, was a joke. And now, all of a sudden, he's a pretty serious contender. And I hope that guy that talked to you has said about 50-state sweep. I'd love to see that happen. I don't see it. But, I guess I'm just not quite as optimistic as some people are about it. I just, after the last two elections with Bush, you see a lot of people vote against their own self-interest. It's kind of scary. So.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Thanks, man. Have a good weekend.
Okay, thanks, man. Same to you.
All right. Elizabeth, Fort Collins. Elizabeth, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good.
You know, I work at the airport, and I meet a lot of European passengers. And this weekend I had a family of seven British people, grandparents, parents, and kids. And they were coming through, and they asked me what I thought about the election.
Huh.
And I said, well, you know, to tell you the truth, I'm not supposed to talk about it while I'm at work, but I'm an Obama supporter for a lot of reasons. I said, what do you guys think about the election? And they said, the world is watching. Every major European newspaper on the front page has, you know, will the Americans be able to really vote for someone named Obama? Will they be able to get rid of the Bushes and the Clintons and the status quo? And, you know, that policy-wise, I have likes and dislikes of both candidates. But I think I agree with your last caller, or the caller before last. This really is about getting people excited. And my 76-year-old mother is campaigning for Obama, and so is my 18-year-old and my 21-year-old.
Wow,
so,
that's quite a spread right there.
When you have, you know, if you look at my family as a barometer of the United States, my 76-year-old Republican mother is now a Democrat campaigning for Obama. It's the first time in her life she's been excited about politics. And my 18 and 21-year-old are out campaigning for Obama, and my 60-year-old husband is voting for Obama. So he has gotten every single facet of this country excited. And I haven't seen that from... I haven't ever seen that in my life. I mean, I voted for McGovern, you know.
Yeah, so, me too.
That was the only time, I think, that I actually voted for somebody that won a state that I was living in, because I was living in Boston. And he did win Massachusetts. But, you know, this is so exciting. And to hear these European passengers saying that everybody in the world is wondering if we really can do this, if people can really change, and if the American, I think they're looking to us in almost a hopeful way, that if we can go from George Bush to Obama, then there really is hope. And we really can say, okay, we can change things. And, you know, I'm not seeing him as the second coming. I'm not seeing him as someone who's going to be able to change everything perfectly. I'm going to be a 55-year-old woman with no health care when my husband retires. So I have issues that are important to me. And I don't think one person can solve all those issues. But I do think that he can stimulate people to solve them for themselves. And that's what I just wanted to say. I think it is about hope. It is about getting people excited.
Yeah. I think it is, too. By the way, if I can ask, what do you do at the airport?
I work for Frontier. I help disabled passengers.
Oh, wow. Good for you.
And it's a great job, and it's certainly you get a great insight on the world when you work at a large airport.
Yeah, I bet you really do. I bet you really do. Elizabeth, thanks. Good to hear your voice, and call again.
Hey, have a great weekend.
You too.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, boy, isn't that great to talk to people like Elizabeth? 9:50, 50 minutes past the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with John Turk and traffic.
It's going to be clear sailing for you all around the city. A great recovery on a pretty light commute this morning. Ski traffic will be heavy on I-70, though, for the weekend. Expect small delays at Idaho Springs and the Eisenhower Tunnel. We're still seeing a lot of police activity going on westbound I-70, this near Dumont, just west of Georgetown. See about four police cars sitting there on the side of the right-hand shoulder. So be cautious as you go through there between Empire and Dumont. Today's forecast, mostly sunny with some clouds developing afternoon. High should be in the lower 60s. Tomorrow, even warmer. We could reach 70 degrees. Sunday, much cooler, partly cloudy skies, and a 40% chance of snow. Look for highs near 40. Currently, it's 46 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Where do you go when you need urgent medical help but you don't feel like waiting all day in the emergency room? Well, there's urgent care, then there's Guardian Urgent Care. Convenient, affordable, bilingual. Guardian Urgent Care, one block south of 1st and Broadway. Call 303-455-6345.
Our phones rang off the hook.
AM 760, please hold. AM 760, please hold. AM 760, please
hold. And after tremendous feedback, we brought him back.
Me, Tom Hartman.
It's the Tom Hartman Show, weeknights 7 to 10.
We, the people, are the ones who make the decisions.
So thanks for your comments, and thanks for listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I got enough of you, baby.
AM760.net.
Look at that. The phones have stopped ringing.
Curious about Nepal? Chicken tetrazzini? How about lemurs? Go from curious to all-out enthusiast with Comcast. Comcast Digital TV delivers over 130 channels, so you can explore the world. And with Channel One on Demand, you can choose from thousands of shows you can play anytime. Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost gives you download speeds up to 12 megs, so schedule a trip to some far-off destination, maybe even Nepal. When you're back, tell everybody about it with Comcast Digital Voice, with unlimited nationwide calling without huge monthly bills. Be a Comcast enthusiast today and save over $400 your first year. Get Comcast Digital TV, high-speed internet, and digital voice for only $33 each per month for 1 year when you get all three. Call 800-COMCAST today. Offer ends March 21st, 08. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 12-month promotional period, regular charges apply. Equipment installation taxes, franchise, and telephone fees are extra. Savings claim based on bundled promotional offer over non-promotional rates. Call Comcast for details.
Wow, great tan.
Thanks. I'm using that new Jergens Natural Glow Express Moisturizer that gives you amazing color in only 3 days. So if I have, say, a soiree on Saturday, I start on Thursday.
Right.
Or if I want to look like I sailed in from St. Thomas by Friday, I start using it on Wednesday. You know, 3 days. Wednesday, Thursday.
I got it.
New Jergens Natural Glow Express Body Moisturizer starts working in just 1 day and in 3 gives natural looking color. For more information, visit 3daystoglow.com. Jergens, put your best skin out there.
The best stuff ever.
Brought to you by Radio Shack.
I'm going to Radio Shack to upgrade to an AT&T slider phone. They've got cool features like video, music, and Bluetooth capability. Then I'll think, upgrading so easy, maybe I'll upgrade my house, my ride, my dog. And one day I'll be walking my new pooch talking to Cheryl for the 10th time in 10 minutes, and I'll say, girl, I ought to upgrade you too. And then a fine lady will walk up the pet little Scruffy, oh yeah! And it'll all begin with my upgrade at Radio Shack.
Low prices and the same great plans as AT&T. Good call on the upgrade, dog. Don't just buy stuff.
Do stuff.
Minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, sunny, high today, 59. Boy, I really want to say this. I really want to say this after that call from Fort Collins, and I believe it was Bill in Fort Collins. And Bill, you're welcome to call here anytime, but, you know, I was driving around yesterday and was listening to another talk station, and I'm not going to say who this was, but they were really, really getting loud with a caller. And I thought, oh, man. And then I remembered that I used to do that. And it was a further reinforcement to me that I just wasn't going to do it anymore. So it's not a matter that if you call up and disagree with me that you can just push me around. But I'm only going to make so much of an attempt. And then, if I can't get any farther, I'm just going to give it up. Because, and I know still sometimes I do it, but I really do not want to go down that road. I do not want to have to fight with people. Steve in Sedalia. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
Good.
Hey, on the bill in Fort Collins, one, I'll give you credit for keeping your cool because I don't know if I could have done it, but, you know, he put a lot of information out there, and he sounded, you know, very, very eloquent, very well-informed, or at least he had information, whether it was, you know, well-informed, that's to be debated. But I believe he made a statement along the lines of every administration has dropped the ball on alternative energy and, you know, oil, and he was kind of defending big oil. If I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, Jimmy Carter was a huge advocate for alternative energy. I believe he put solar panels on the White House as a kind of an example of his rhetoric, if you will, about the need for alternative energy. And then, if I'm not mistaken, when Ronald Reagan came into office, he went and took those solar panels off of the White House and went right back to the status quo with big oil.
Yeah, you're right.
So I think his statement that, you know, it's been done, you know, throughout history is false, which then would lead me to question many of the statements that he made, stating them as empirical facts when, you know, it could just be he's misinformed. And I'm not saying he is across the board, but I am saying that, you know, he's making statements that aren't true, and he needs to, you know, look a little deeper before he makes those statements. And again, he came off as very well-informed and well-spoken, you know, but just being eloquent doesn't necessarily make it so.
Well, I made the point after the break. The point I wanted to make to him was that not everything that goes on in New Mexico is the fault of Bill Richardson, just like not everything that goes on in the United States is the fault of George W. Bush's. But we do have different branches of government. We have different checks and balances, and the Republicans over Bush's 7 years have basically never exercised any kind of oversight whatsoever. So they have to be part of the blame, too.
Well, right. I mean, it's that one man doesn't run the government, and that goes to the whole experience thing with Barack Obama. You know, he's going to surround himself with good people. But, yeah, George W. Bush by himself didn't create all our problems, but he and his, you know, Republican counterparts created all of our problems. So as a total sum,
yeah,
you know, they're all
blame. And then we could get into the whole thing about the oil company and taxes, but I just wasn't going to go that far with them.
Yeah, well, that's
thanks, Steve.
Hey, have a great weekend. It's good talking to you.
Good to talk to you.
All right, take care, man.
All right, that's it until Monday. And don't forget, where there's a will, there's a way, and there is a frickin' way. We will have a Democrat in the White House in 09. You wait and see.
Investigation underway in student loan scandal.
Probe targets college financial aid kickback.
School loan corruption widespread.
Three top financial aid chiefs suspended.
Shady practices taint college loan business.
University rated lenders by PERS.
Lenders ply aid officials at school with free stuff.
Official says student loan abuses rampant.
Student lending has been making the news lately, and for all the wrong reasons. But at My Rich Uncle, we've stayed conflict-free. That's because we've always focused on the student and bring our loans directly to you, not through financial aid offices. You get better rates as a result. Borrow up to the full cost of education and make no payments until 6 months after graduation. Apply now to secure your My Rich Uncle private loan. You can get approved in as little as 15 minutes. Visit MyRichUncle.com and apply today. That's MyRichUncle.com.